One cell? Is this on?
He's opinionated.
I'd agree with you, but then we'd both be wrong.
He's high energy.
Everybody on? Good. Great. Grand. Wonderful.
And now, he's here to get you through the end of your workday.
After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I just stare at my desk, but it looks like I'm working.
Welcome in to the Jake Locally Show on Sports Fan Radio 1330.
Sports Fan Radio 1330. Welcome in live and local sports talk for the next 3 hours. Jake Locally here. Christian Hager with me. Hanging out with you till 5 o'clock. Christian's trying to get that microphone all nice and nestled into what we call the sweet spot. Looks like he's found it. 91 degrees currently in our state line. Feels like 98 with that humidity bearing all the way down on us. Christian, I know this is not exactly the type of environment you planned on working in when you signed up for coming into work in radio. You're like, oh, good. It's not like anything tough. Let's go manual labor or anything like that. And then you walk in and you're like, oh, saunas every day. Cool, cool. Get a nice schwitz every single day for 3 hours.
I feel great right now.
Actually, today isn't that bad. We got some cold air pumping out today. So we'll try to stay not. I mean, both you and I by about 3:45 yesterday for the remainder of the show were just like drifting off into la la land because we were so overheated for the first 2 hours of the show.
You think that was the reason?
That was the reason.
Okay,
I feel like my energy is going to be just primo today.
Did you get a nap?
I'm fueled by the dark muse today.
Did you get a nap?
Un poquito.
That mean small?
It used to be a Spanish station. Shout out to all our listeners who carried over from that format. No, I am being fueled
by rage?
By the, well, both, right? Because Kobe said you got to have the light and dark muse, right? In his children's book, which is still messed up when he's telling 9-year-olds to use their anger and all the negative things in their life to fuel them to rageful victory. I got that going for a reason we'll talk about here shortly. We also have the light muse. As people reach out, and we have to talk about it all week. It's birthday week. Yours is tomorrow. Mine is today. So we got all that kind of balancing it out. I don't want to sell anyone short.
How does it feel to be an old man?
Yeah. I'm officially your elder for now, for the next 6 hours. I hope you enjoy it. I will talk down to you for the rest of the day.
Yeah, I mean, those darn kids.
Yeah.
That generation below you.
Listen, I just don't feel like the younger generation works that hard.
Mm.
I feel like you guys are entitled. I feel like you act like the world owes you something.
Mm.
Think you care too much about impact.
It's those darn participation trophies.
Yeah, it's really if everyone didn't just pat you on the head and tell you how great everything was, maybe you just want to... You know, dedicate yourself a little
You're
bit
right.
more.
You're right. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's fine. It comes with age. It comes
I'll
with
mow
age.
Your lawn for you.
These kinds of lessons come with age, and I don't expect you to know that right off the bat. I can't expect that. That's not fair.
You need help moving anything?
Give me a minute. I'm sure I could find something.
Okay.
All right. So I don't want to sell anyone short. That was kind enough to reach out today and say happy birthday to me. But I am fueled in the last, 40 minutes or so?
Oh, yeah. It's been a quick turn of events.
With a deep, burning, fueling rage. That's based around the Chicago Blackhawks. Apparently a deal imminent. Sending a former Ice Hog. So much more. In fact, our guy Scott Powers, we called him to see if he was available for an interview. But he is on vacation right now. But he is tweeting out the terms of this trade right now. Here it is. The Blackhawks will send Marian Hossa, in essentially his contract, because he's not going to play. Vinny Hinostroza, former Ice Hog with the Blackhawks for most of last year. Pride of Bartlett, Illinois. Jordan Osterley and a third-round pick in 2019. In exchange, this is what the Blackhawks are getting. Andrew Campbell, Jordan Mileta, Mackenzie Twissel, and Marcus Kruger, accompanied by a fifth-round pick in 2019. And Christian Hager is now grinning up through the ceiling because there is a rage inside me that is boiling that I'm not sure what to do with.
So remember when I said that I was worried that the shoe was going to fall, that, you know,
this was going to end up being an okay deal?
That there was going to be a... No. Just the Blackhawks were going to make a big trade this summer.
Yeah.
I think we got our big trade.
And does they're it scare
never
you?
Gonna, they're never going to lose a face-off ever again.
You mean you talk about Marcus Kruger, the face-off specialist?
Yeah.
The one that doesn't win any face-offs?
Him and Kunitz on a line together?
Oh, God. No! Good God, please, no. The Kunitz-Kruger fourth line.
Oh, no, that's a third line, baby.
You're right. There's no one to play in front of him. That's not even bad enough to be your fourth line. That is your third line. Is Chris Kunitz, Marcus Kruger, and probably like Andreas Martinsson, because I can't have nice things.
Man, you know who would have been nice to put in that third line? Maybe some youth, some speed out there.
Vinny Hinostroza wouldn't have played in the top in the third line. He was going to be your line right winger.
No, not him.
Oh.
Duclair. Some youth and some speed for a team-friendly contract.
And the Blackhawks are tweeting it out. Trade alert GIFs.
Oh, they're so excited. They're going to turn this into a great homecoming for Marcus Kruger, huh? That's going to be the PR spin of this one, huh?
Can someone please make a Marcus Kruger highlight video? It'll last all about 45 seconds, but put Diddy's coming home behind it.
It's all you need in your life. Let's see if we can find a Marcus Kruger highlight film.
Stan Bowman is losing his mind. How desperate do you have to be to get rid of Hossa's contract? You're willing to take back Marcus Kruger, who did nothing well, take on all these guys that I'm not sure if I've ever heard of any of them, swap a fifth-round pick for a third-round pick, and you get Hossa's contract out the books, you trade one of your hottest upstarts like Vinny Hinostroza, you give up Jordan Oesterle, who's nothing to me. In fact, I'm kind of happy I don't have to look at him on my roster anymore. But good God, can you get fleeced any harder by the Arizona Coyotes anymore? No one wants to deal with the Blackhawks except the Coyotes. That's who took Jalmerson. That's who took Panic. Chris is trying to show me a Marcus Kruger highlight film, and it started counting down from 18, which means most of it's going to be... All right, so just... that's just Ryan Miller letting in a softie. Sweet highlight film there. Getting mobbed by his teammates just for firing one at the chest of a goalie and somehow it sneaking through under his arm. And then just locking into another goal there. He chips the puck in on net. It goes off the post of Antti Niemi, and then he just comes in and just pops it into the net. The guy literally does nothing.
But the grit level's off the charts.
Billed as, oh, you bring him in on in key situations, they'll win you a face-off. I can't remember one time he actually did that.
I do remember I did search this, and I got a little bit sad, and I'll show you why in a second, because I was reminded of something, and I'm not happy that I had to be reminded of this. But the second Google search option is this, from 2015.
Yeah.
The triple overtime winner against my Ducks.
Sure. Yeah, that's part of it, too. He did get the game winner in a West Final Game 2 triple T.
When the Ducks should have went up 2-0. Yep.
And really just credit to Keith and Seabrook for holding this puck for about 10 seconds, and then Kruger's just in front of the net. He shares a striking similarity to Artem Anisimov in that he only scores just easy chip-ins.
This doesn't make you feel any
Another
better.
Another player the Blackhawks probably shouldn't, or probably can't trade.
No, but this doesn't make you feel any better. At least he's in the right place at the right time in clutch situations, right?
Did anyone take 16 since he left? Maybe a number change can do something. We'll try to learn more about these guys that the Blackhawks got back. I'm seeing Mackenzie Entwistle.
The name sounds familiar.
18 years old, 6'3", 174-pound right wing player.
18, okay. We got some youth there.
6'3".
Okay.
Not bad. Winger above 6 foot, something the Blackhawks badly needed, especially if DeBrincat's going to play. Victor Edsel is also probably going to play with the Blackhawks, so you have a couple taller guys. Just unfathomable that an organization can go from being so good to after when the going gets tough, they just melt down into a million pieces. Could you not have at least waited until the smoke cleared in Ottawa to see if they wanted to take on that bad contract? Could you not wait to see how much emptying out Montreal does? What are you showing me right now? A thread from HF boards in 2015. Does the guy who started this thread just have, like, Jonathan Taves as his Abby? Because the name of the thread is Marcus Kruger up there with Kessler in terms of shutting down top lines.
I'm just trying to make you feel better about this trade, man. That's all.
Everything is so awful.
That's all I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to help you on your birthday, man. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday. Here's Marcus Kruger. Oh, by the way, Vincenzo Hinostroza is not on your team anymore.
Vincenzo.
Oh, I love calling him Vincenzo. Here's you get to keep John Hayden and Tanner. No, Tanner Caro signed with Vancouver. He traded him to Vancouver, too. You get to keep John Hayden, Andreas Martinsson.
Hawks Reddit from 2017, July 6th, 2017. I really miss Marcus Kruger.
So do I. Not.
Ooh, man.
I mean, seriously, the Blackhawks can only make deals with the Coyotes. That's how they shipped off Nick Jalmerson. They got back Connor Murphy. They traded Richard Panik for Anthony Duclair. And now they traded Vinny Hinostroza and Marian Hossa's contract.
I have just gone down the black hole of the hockey boards. Same board. Would you trade Patrick Sharp or Brett Seabrook for Ryan Kessler back in 2014?
Yes! Knowing what I know now, Patrick Sharp would have been out a million times to Sunday. Wait, what was the other option?
Seabrook.
Oh, yeah. If I could get Seabrook's contract on the books for Ryan Kessler to center Patrick Kane, I only would do that a bajillion times over. My word. I mean, I might have to call an audible on a question of the day about the Blackhawks, but you had another thing in the pipe.
No, that's fine. Well, it's your birthday. Do what you want
to
do.
Oh, man. I gotta try to collect myself here. This is such a bad trade. This is so ungodly bad. Stan Bowman doesn't deserve an ounce of trust anymore. The seat is so blazing hot after this offseason effort. If the Blackhawks don't make the Western Conference Finals, you gotta fire him. They're not gonna. If they make the playoffs, he's safe. But luckily, what tells me this team is even remotely good enough to make the playoffs? If they don't, should be fired. Will be fired.
You want a break?
Maybe. Does that seem like the healthy thing to do right now?
I think so. Just right. Breathe a couple of times and then we'll
reignite. Because right when we go on air, we get the exact terms. We were kind of learning what the Blackhawks were shipping out. And then right when we go on air, we get pouring in the names of what the Blackhawks are getting back. And it's highlighted by Marcus Kruger. See you, Vinny Hinostroza. You're only going to be a top-line player with a super team-friendly deal. Sports Fan Radio 1330, Jake Logley, Christian Hager. It's birthday week starting today. Don't go anywhere. We got you till 5 o'clock at Sports Fan Radio 1330.
I'm sorry. Our assessment, it's the heart.
Who's most...
Sportsman Radio 1330, Jake Logley, Christian Hager. Good to have you along for the ride. No, don't bid it out. If we're going to do it, let's do the darn thing.
Who is singing? Whose voice is that?
This is you. You recorded this.
No, obviously it's the Beatles, but...
No, it's you. You dubbed over it. Don't lie to me.
Which one is it?
You recorded this specially for me.
No Beatle sounds like that.
Probably Ringo. They're like, Ringo's Ringo. Like, hey, guys, let me sing a song. I've been asking for 30 years. Like, all right, you can sing a happy birthday. Here's this riff that didn't quite make it to any song ever, so we'll just say it's your birthday over it, and people will probably play it. Make a cool $7 billion off it.
It's ridiculous.
And you know what? They did. Well, we welcome you back into the show. It is Thursday, July 12, 2018. Balmy 92 degrees. Feels like 98, according to the index. There's all that humidity out there. Not that many golfers. That's how you know it's a scorcher out there. Saw maybe a few more. This morning, though, when I was driving in to B103, which is about 5:30 in the morning or so, people... There were already maybe 9 or 10 cars in the Sandy Hollow parking lot ready to get off and start the line off 1 tee at 6 a.m. So good for those guys. And I was telling someone about this the other day that maybe now, since I'm getting up real early every single day during the week, maybe I won't be able to sleep in on weekends, and I can just get really good at starting my day on Saturdays and Sundays with golf and still leaving myself a majority of my day still after that to go do things. Because one of the downsides of the game, Christian, is giving up 4 hours in the middle of a Saturday or Sunday kind of limits your ability to do other things and be productive in any semblance. But if you get off at 6 or 7 a.m., and you can probably play pretty fast because there's no one out there, all of a sudden you have a real day in front of you. So maybe that's a silver lining as to my new schedule. Maybe I can actually be more productive on
You're
weekends.
Definitely going to try an early morning golf outing this weekend,
The problem is it's a little wet that early in the morning.
Still a little dewy.
A little dew. The dew has not lifted.
The dew.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, the price of fame. Price of fame. We got, right when we got on the air, the details of the trade that sent Marian Hossa's contract and Vinny Hinostroza to the Arizona Coyotes. Marcus Kruger coming back to the Blackhawks, as well as three other prospects. The one maybe being paid the most attention to is Marcus Entwistle.
Because he's 18?
Because he's 18, because he's 6'3". Lots of people giving his heartfelt thank yous to Marian Hossa, who might be up there in one of the best free agent signings in Chicago history. I mean, if we really think about it.
Not just Blackhawks, but Chicago as a whole.
Chicago sports history.
Rodman, Hossa, Carlos Boozer.
John Lester.
John Lester. Lackey.
Yeah, Jay Hayward.
You Darvish.
Hey, bro.
Ken Griffey Jr.
Mackenzie Entwistle. Sorry, I said Marcus there. I was thinking too much about Kruger.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of have it on your mind, huh?
Yeah, sorry, I can't stop thinking about the Marcus Kruger highlight reel you showed me, which was an assembly of like a 6 best play, and the first 3 were just so not impressive at all. I mean, I guess we talk about face-off winning, but I guess his advantage is probably killing penalties. I guess that probably is where his skill set most lies, is being a two-way forward.
Jordan Mileta, 6'3", 23-year-old, center, shoots right-handed. He is currently playing for the Tucson Roadrunners, and he was undrafted. Career statistics?
Yeah.
Has not played a single NHL game.
Which one is this?
This is Mileta.
Okay.
Jordan Mileta. But he's 6'3", and he's only 23 years old, but has not played a single NHL game. Andrew Campbell? Let's find out.
Entwistle, strong skating power forward with a little offensive upside. He fell to the third round in 2017, but was considered a potential late first, early second round pick until he came down with mono in the middle of his draft season.
How do you... Oh, I guess you don't get to work out with mono. It's not like one of those things they think it's going to continue. Andrew Soupy Campbell.
Yeah, going to be Soupy. Going to have to be Soupy. And what position does he play?
Defensive mid.
Oh, God, we got another Soupy on the blue line.
He's 30 years old.
Oh, good. So, 6'4". Really has a lot of upside.
Played for the Coyotes,
yeah,
the Kings, and the Maple Leafs.
Okay.
He was the 74th overall pick by the Kings in 2008. His best NHL season was a 33-appearance season, and he had one goal.
One goal, just like the Blackhawks. One goal.
Oh, wait, no, sorry. 0 goals, but 1 assist.
Darn it! He only 1 point.
Yes, 1 point. 10 penalty minutes, though.
Well, there goes all of my optimism.
Yeah, you have 0 NHL proven talent there. But also one 30-year-old who I don't know how he's still in the league.
Satchel Price does point out the Blackhawks have now over $7 million in cap space with a projected full 23-man roster.
So, who are they going to go get?
Well, here's the messed up part, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's only showing part of the roster here. Here's your forwards in order of the money they make. Kane and Toews both making 10.5. Then drops immediately down to Brent Seabrook with 6.8. Saad with 6 even. Keith with 5 even. Anisimov, 4.5. Murphy with 3.5. Ruda, some reason, makes 2.3. Manning, 2.25. We knew that. Gustafson, 1.2. And then the rest of their forwards, they have 4 forwards that make over $1 million. Kunitz makes 1 on the dot. Everyone else is under $1 million right now.
How is Vinny Hinostroza getting paid $4.5 million? Or, sorry.
Anisimov,
yeah.
Because he was playing on a line with Artemi Panarin and Patrick Kane.
And they made him look good?
Anyone would. I would look good centering those two players.
Well, you would look good doing anything.
Hey, bro, you're just being nice because it's my birthday.
Yeah, and?
Well, somewhat. Sometimes it still comes across as condescending.
Oh, only you can be condescending because you're older now.
Yeah, okay. Correct.
Got it.
I get to condescend people younger than me.
So did you decide what we're doing for the question of the day yet?
Yeah, we're going to keep it exactly what we planned and we thought we were smelling a question of the day at the end of the day yesterday. Can you talk to us about what sparked the conversation, Christian?
We were talking about El Futbol,
yeah,
otherwise known as soccer,
uh-huh,
and why or how or if it ever is going to take hold in America and become the fifth major sport.
Yeah.
And I made a crazy outlandish statement that esports would be and is the fifth major sport in America. And then the wheels started turning in your head.
All of a sudden, I started to become a soccer defender.
And the wheels started turning in your head, and you said, okay, we'll make it a question of the day. So I think the official question of the day is, what is going to be, or what is more likely to be America's fifth major sport?
Which soccer has a better chance of being America's fifth sport, soccer or esports?
And that is our question of the day.
That is our question of the day. It's going on Facebook as we speak.
It will be on Twitter on the break.
You can comment there. We will set a poll on Twitter. 815-874-1330. I mean, the third option that everyone's going to take here is that neither.
Also, the poll finally closed yesterday about if the Brewers acquired Manny Machado.
Yeah.
64% yes, 39% no. Large majority of people would say the Brewers would be the better team with the addition of Manny Machado.
They would have be favored to win the division because they're ahead of the division right now. I'm still hard-pressed to really confirm with a 65% certainty that they would lock in as the more talented team.
The better team.
The better team. And that's vague terminology. So I don't expect everyone to be following me on the same wavelength, especially if they're seeing this on their newsfeed and maybe not necessarily listening to us talking about it all day, every day. But it does seem like there might be a little bit of disconnect on that question. Is it what exactly that is defined as? So I'm not going to hold it against it. Also, maybe just Brewers fans are showing out here in our poll, and we're like, oh, cool, people are talking about the Brewers. Vote, 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 vote. Yeah, the Brewers are better. Brewers are better. And they are playing better. I mean, the Cubs lost another heartbreaker in extras last night yesterday afternoon, after forcing overtime with the San Francisco Giants. They lost in 13 innings, I believe, by a score of 5-4. Bullpen again for the Cubs, just allowing that one crucial run too much, and the Giants walk off once again. The Cubs now move to play San Diego after the day off today. They have another 9 p.m. start on Friday night, which is just awesome again for my schedule. I really appreciate these West Coast trips. This couldn't be a better launch date for everything that's going on in the mornings with me now. It was Norwood that came in and got the loss. 1.2 innings, 1 2/3 innings pitched, 3 hits allowed, 1 run in. It was earned. So maybe just asking a guy to do a little bit too much. But the Cubs bullpen was just a little bit too exhausted at that point to throw out James Norwood, who had already a plus 5 ERA coming into that outing, and then gets a little bit beat up again. So you can't really hold that against the guy. You kind of hold it against the Cubs for not ending it a little bit early. But that is what we were working with yesterday for them. The White Sox, because I jumped off their bandwagon out of good faith to Christian and our friend Jake, who liked to call into the show, 815-874-1330, if you'd like to do so as well. Luckily, the White Sox were able to grab a win 4-0 over the St. Louis Cardinals last night.
Well, yeah, because
Rodon threw a gem.
Future ace was throwing.
Rodon, 7 1/3, 0 earned runs, 7 Ks, 2 walks. Carlos Rodon is not your ace.
He could be.
Michael Kopech better be.
He better be, but I mean, if Rodon works his way into that role, I wouldn't be angry about it.
Why do you have a meltdown in the dugout?
Probably because he got taken out too early and wanted to pitch more.
Okay, I like that. I like out of my pitcher. Manaea and Soria came in to close the thing out.
And Soria actually looked good.
Manaea, no hits. with only one batter face. Soria, 1 1/3. Only one hit allowed in those four batters. So
yeah, he looked good last night. He looks good 1 every 5 games. I'll take it. Have you calmed down now, though? Are you ready to tell me the merits of this trade and why it was needed to happen? And
you think I'm just going to rationalize this real fast?
By the end of the show, I fully expect a full segment of you rationalizing this trade.
A full-blown shout-out to Ryan Denk, who must have, on command, the first comment on our question of the day, the gif of the guy from the Warcraft episode of South Park, just crushing it.
Just crushing it.
I have to reply to this. This is just gold. Just so many ha's. Just ha 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 ha.
Wow.
Had to hit him with it. That is hilarious.
You
just had that one right on deck, huh? Whenever we talk. Well, listen, because I'm taking soccer's side for once. When it's comparison to esports, I got to side with soccer here. And that's hard for me to do because I don't know if that's ever going to catch. But if it's just between these two, I got to side with an actual real person.
I think the Twitter poll is going to surprise you.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. We'll find out. Sports Fan Radio 1330. We'll grab another break. We're back with more right after this. Flabbergasted. Sports Fan Radio 1330. Good to be with you on this Thursday, July 12, 2018. It's a little bit of a heater out there. We want you to stay nice and cool. Hopefully lots of beverages flowing. Staying hydrated. I think that's important. I think like some of these worst days when it gets really hot in the middle of July and people are just miserable. And then I think if they really took time, they'd realize they're just severely dehydrated. They just don't drink enough. Look, luckily, Christian's on the jug life. You carry around a two-liter jug with you everywhere you go, and you stay pretty hydrated. I'm not good about it at all. Like, I've not nearly gotten enough water today.
Hydration is key to life.
Who said that? Gandhi?
Me.
You said Gandhi yesterday. So basically, Gandhi.
I mean, I'm in line.
Who's more? You are in line to be what?
The next Gandhi.
Oh, okay. You find yourself being equally as wise, inspirational.
World-changing. I'm what you would call an influencer.
A forward thinker.
Yes.
A progressive.
Yes. But also an influencer.
Yeah.
I have a lot of clout.
You're in the blue sea.
Yes.
You're in the blue water.
Yes.
We're not in the red water, in the blue water.
Correct.
Whatever books that's from, God bless you. Another response from Jeremy on our Facebook. I really hate to admit this, but unless the MLS makes drastic changes to try to improve the product on the field, esports will probably be the fifth sport. Christian Hager, I've severely underestimated the grounds that esports has covered in the time that I must have just been totally sleeping on it.
It's completely okay. I told you were going to be surprised by this, but let's hold out. It's still early.
It's not a real sport.
There it is. It's taking you this long to do it.
We got to push it back. We got to wait till 3 o'clock. That's when we have it. I'm going to try to stay disciplined. My word. We'll try to get some results from Twitter. We'll monitor the Facebook comments even more. Try to get some insight for you to find out the answer to our question of the day, which is more likely to be America's fifth sport, soccer or esports. 815-874-1330. If you'd like to call in and give your answer, you are certainly welcome to do that as well. Or ask any other questions, talk about anything else you want to talk about. We'd love to have you live on the air with us if you'd like to do that. We certainly would encourage you to bite the bullet and do so. Christian, we're reacting mostly this hour to the news we were getting in the lead up to 2 o'clock. Then at 2 o'clock, the bomb dropped.
This counts as a bomb.
What would it count as? Because, like,
this is, you know, it was just 4th of July.
A fart in the wind?
Like, no, it was just 4th of July. It's those little poppers that you just throw on the ground and they just pop.
One of those things you throw at people's feet when they have bare feet on, they freak out a little bit.
And they just pop.
Would that hurt?
If a little bit.
That thing popped on your foot?
I've had it happen before.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. Just a little bit, but that's what I would describe this as.
Because I guess like my family's more mentally torturous than physical, so they intentionally miss your feet, but they want to get as close as possible to
Fair
scare
enough.
You. They weren't like sickos that actually wanted to pop them on your feet.
Yeah, this isn't even a firecracker. This is a pop.
This is, is that what they're called? They're just called pops?
Poppers? I don't know.
Who cares? Whatever they're made of, that guy's a genius. Just made a bajillion dollars off of probably just parchment paper and whatever the actual explosive element is. Just a tiny trace amount of it. It's an ingenious idea. It's the kind of thing that, like, that's exactly what I want to find out the equation to and just ride off the coattails of that for about 50 years.
Fair enough, fair enough.
But it's the Blackhawks trade of Marian Hossa, also moving Vinny Hinostroza, longtime ice hog.
I wasn't thinking about this, but now it just kind of hit me. How many... It's not going to be a ton.
Yeah.
But you know on Twitter, if I look hard enough... I'm going to find a lot of people that are really upset that Hossa got traded.
That's not a clean take. That's dirty.
But you know I'm right.
Come on. I don't want to find out. God, you're going to Twitter advanced search this, aren't you?
I'll wait till like 4 o'clock. I'll give it some time to settle for the news to trickle out to those
right,
who are
following.
Right,
because the fans who actually that would make that mistake, they don't know it yet. That's truly gross, because you're going to find one. The Twitterverse, the internet is too expansive to not actually get that response from someone.
I'm so ready for it.
Oh, man.
It's just great because you know I'm right.
I mean, listen, some people are trying to be the level-headed ones here, saying Vinny Hinostroza was not a top prospect. He was a promising young player in a team-friendly deal. I mean, let's look back at the breakdown of their roster when... They broke down that they have $7 million of cap room. Sakura, Schmaltz, Kampf, Cowan, Edsel, DeBrincat, Hayden, Martinson. All those guys and Hinostroza would be making under $1 million this year. Of those guys, is there anyone more promising than Vinny Hinostroza? He was going to play with Jonathan Toews and Brandon Saad next year. Who plays up there now? Are you going to stack the first line? Are you going to say, sorry, Nick Schmaltz? You're going to play with DeBrincat and Hayden, and now Kane play up with Toews and Saad?
I mean, you kind of maybe wanted that to happen, right?
I thought you had to. I didn't want to. I'd love to get Max Pacioretty and balance the lines out again. But now what are you going to give up? If you're willing to give up Vinny Hinostroza, trade him to Montreal. They'd love to have him in their rebuilding effort. They'd love that. So instead you traded him to get Marcus Kruger back so you could get Hossa's contract. You could have used long-term injured reserve for another year and waited for the cycle to go through, wait for another team who's deciding to hit the cap floor. Maybe the market wasn't as good as you thought it was for teams that needed to get $5 million up towards the cap floor. That's a possibility. I don't want to discount that at all. But you had an option. Maybe the NHL was telling you, hey guys, we're going to give you the Iggy that we're not going to like it if you use long-term injured reserve. That makes us look bad.
You need to move him.
But the deal was there. The option was there. If they're going to put it in their rules, you should abide by it. You're not breaking the rules. He falls under... The NHL told you he was eligible for it. I mean, you come in $7 million under the cap. You don't do anything with that $7 million. You could have kept Hossa and not put him on long-term injured reserve. And you could have used Vinny Hinostroza to go get an actual player. Instead, you killed half a bird with one stone.
Half a bird?
Yeah, that's what the Blackhawks did. They didn't kill two birds with one stone. They didn't even kill one stone. Killed one bird with one stone. They killed half a bird with one stone.
I don't even know how that's possible.
It's
but
not.
Okay.
That's how baffling Stan Bowman is to me.
What would you have done if you had his job?
Give me Stan Bowman's job. $7 million cap space. See if they can go out and find someone. I mean, at this point, you signed Cody Franson to come up and play defense for you. He looked like an NHLer to me during the Calder Cup playoffs last year. I mean, maybe you're clearing out space in hopes that a guy you plan on trading for that's on an expiring deal, maybe there's still free agents out there that I'm missing that you can bring in and use that $7 million for. Maybe you realize you just need more money to go what you had to do and do what you had to do, so you had to clear Hossa's contract out. If there's a bigger plan here, I'll be the first to say it was all worth it. But I have a hard time believing, in the same way that when John Paxson and Gar Foreman make setup moves, I'm just assuming that the subsequent move that should follow either won't happen or will be a B-grade version of what you wanted it to be. Bulls made huge setup moves to go get LeBron James and Chris Bosh.
How'd that work out?
Carlos Boozer and Keith Bogans and Ronnie Brewer and Kyle Korver.
So
you cleared out space for Carmelo Anthony.
Are you ready for this?
Ask me again what you got.
Are you ready for this?
You got Nico Miritich and Pau Gasol. But go ahead. Give me whatever you got to give me.
This is a guy from Suntime Sports, Brian Sandalo.
Yep.
He said possible Blackhawks lines he's been hearing. This one's going to make you really happy. Hold on. Actually, I got to go back to his page because I lost the tweet real quick. Let me find it. Sorry. But no, it was definitely not what you planned. But here it is. Saad, Taze, DeBrickett.
Okay.
Sakura, Smolch, Kane. Edsel, Anisimov, Camp. Fourth line of Kuditz, Kruger, Hayden. Or Martinson.
Yeah.
Some combo of Keith, Seabrook, Murphy, Manning, Ruda, Gustafson, Forsling. And then he finished the tweet with, that still needs ... work.
You think? Victor Edsel cannot be expected to play in the third line.
No.
Next year. David Kampf can't be expected to play out on the right wing. He could maybe be your fourth line center. Third line right wing, not a chance. I guess I like the idea of DeBrincat playing with good players.
Are you ready for Sakura to go all the way up to second line?
I guess that's just a...
what needs to happen. When you have Edsel and Kunitz as your 3 and 4, which one of them plays the second line?
Right.
Are we heading towards a Kunitz second line shutdown line?
How dare you? You know, when that deal was made, a lot of people like Kunitz probably slots in the third line with Anisimov or maybe gulp Schmaltz and Kane.
Oh, that would be my favorite line. I would love watching that.
Kunitz, Schmaltz, Kane. Patrick Kane probably just quits halfway through the season out of pure frustration. That Nick Schmaltz is just totally disengaged and Chris Kunitz probably should be in a retirement home.
He's just going to sit there at the blue line and take slap shots. That's what he's going to be a third defensive mid for you.
You like Chris Kunitz though, right?
I do.
Yeah. You're going to like him even more after how he dismantles the Blackhawks.
Absolutely.
That would be a great part on behalf of Chris Kunitz. If he was like a player that represented to you the dismantling of the Blackhawks.
Yeah, and then he can come back to Anaheim and retire as a Duck.
I didn't even know he started his career in Anaheim. How many years did he play there?
Well, my formative years, so 3 or 4, and then went to Pittsburgh, and then Tampa, and then now Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the shell of Chris Kunitz is going to Chicago, but a $1 million shell.
The outline.
The $1 million. And actually, I think he played for one team before the Ducks, though, but I still... Kunitz will always be a Duck to me, but that's just me being biased, even though his best years were probably not a Duck. I'll give you exactly where he started from, just so you can realize how old he is sometimes.
Tweet from the Blackhawks to Marian Hossa. Your contribution to the Blackhawks will never be forgotten. We've watched you hoist 3 Stanley Cups with our team, and you'll forever be connected to the Blackhawks. On behalf of our entire organization, thank you, Marian Hossa. Great ambassador to the organization. Gotta love it. Certainly also thankful for everything Marian Hossa brought to the Blackhawks. Seemed to be a binding presence and one of the more exciting moments of my sports fandom of any team is when I was watching Marian Hossa play with the Red Wings, be one of the most amazing players I'd ever seen on the ice in the Red Wings beating the Blackhawks, then also playing phenomenal in the Cup final that year, then finding out that guy's going to be on my team when it's only getting better and better. That was a pretty cool moment. Now seeing it come to an end, it was already done, so this isn't that much of a heartbreaker. Maybe if this happened last year, it would have felt a little more devastating, but you'd already kind of understood he was not going to play hockey again. So now someone else just has his cap number. But still, I'm sure whenever his cap number expires, he'll sign that one-day contract with the Blackhawks and retire and have his nice little ceremony.
You think he'll retire with the Blackhawks?
Yeah, he will.
April 1st, 2003.
The first Stanley Cup was the first... it's a cup he ever hoisted, and then he hoisted 2 more. So I have to imagine he would consider himself a Blackhawk for a career. His most success came there. All of his championships did. All right, 2003, what, Chris Kunitz?
April 1st, 2003, the Mighty Ducks of Anaheim signed an undrafted free agent by the name of Chris Kunitz.
Christopher D. Kunitz.
He went to the Thrashers for a season, but did not play 2 weeks later. The Ducks picked him up on waivers, and he broke the Paul Kariya's rookie scoring record in 2005-2006. He spent time with the Cincinnati Mighty Ducks, which did not know was the AHL affiliate for the Ducks at that time.
Hey, so like the Blackhawks had an AHL affiliate that all you do is roll down I-90 and the Ducks. All right, we're going to send you out to Cincinnati. Slap him on the butt, send him on a transcontinental flight.
He had 60 points in the cup winning season, and then he was alternate captain. So yeah, I do believe he would end up being, he would end up retiring as a Duck. The only, it would be a Duck or a Penguin.
Danny Masterson says MMA is going to be America's fifth sport.
Yeah, that was more of a flash. I believed that for a time, but it's looking more and more like it was a flash in the pan. Probably not going to be able to pick up that early 2000s, mid-2000s steam
violent,
again.
Too violent. America learned too much about head injuries. They're never going to fully embrace it.
And video games aren't.
Video games aren't violent, no. Don't cause concussive head trauma. Just regular head trauma. just brain cells.
Yeah, but the only reason we have school shootings is because people play too many video games.
Ooh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing that back up. All right, Danny, good call. It's a way to try to circumnavigate the question, but not today, sir.
Answer the question, you coward.
Thanks for commenting. Soccer or esports, what's going to be the fifth sport in America? That's our question of the day. You can comment on Facebook. Vote in the poll on Twitter. Call in 815-874-1330. Got some hard news coming at you when we come back. Some results of an eight-month investigation by a special task force will tell you what's going on in our community when we come back to wrap up Hour 1, Sports Fan Radio 1330. Sports Fan Radio 1330, Jake Logley, Christian Hager. Thanks for joining us today. We appreciate you so much. Remember to go to sportsfanrockford.com, our brand new website. Up right now, full-length episodes of Randy and Company, as well as our afternoon party here, Jake Logley's show, every single day posted on the new website. Come high school football season, our stats, standing scores, all of that, which was so exclusive to us. We had the best in the area, most inclusive, most exclusive information on all of those fronts will be updated, and they'll be a little bit easier to find with our new website, if I can be real upfront and honest. So please give Sportsman Rockford a bookmark on your web browser. That way, come high school football season, high school basketball, you can be really up to date at a moment's notice. I don't think anyone's going to deliver as much on-demand information as Sports Fan will have for you throughout the prep sports season. So that's coming up. Like I already mentioned, the podcast, you'll be the first to know then when we, you know, are giving away prizes, when we're doing fun things. If you join the huddle, you'll be even faster to know those types of things. So please check out sportsfanrockford.com. We're just wrapping up the first hour of the show. Want to relay some hard news to you. Not something we love talking about, but we do feel an obligation to make sure you're informed about everything that's going on in our area. State's Attorney Joe Briscato, Winnebago County State's Attorney, took the podium today to release the information of the findings of the task force tasked with discovering what happened the night of November 5th in the death of Officer Jamie Cox and the shooting of Eddie Patterson. Briscato said the findings were that Officer Cox died by the actions of Eddie Patterson. It's further determined that Eddie Patterson died as a result of Officer Cox's use of deadly force, and that force was justified. Patterson was using his vehicle to assault Officer Cox in an effort to prevent death or great bodily harm to himself. Officer Cox fired his weapon twice, striking Patterson in the chest and upper back. He went on to say that if Patterson were alive today, he'd be charged with first-degree murder, aggravated battery to a police officer, aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, aggravated DUI, obstruction of justice, and resisting arrest. Again, those are all quotes from Winnebago County State's Attorney Joe Briscato and disseminating the findings of the special task force that was assigned to discover what happened that night. For more information, I'm reading this off of 13wrx.com. Be sure to learn more information for yourself, form your own opinions. There's going to be obviously a lot of conversation about this. Please, our call to you, be as respectful both to other people in this community and to the families of those that were lost that night, and there were two families. Sports Fan Radio 1330. Hour 2 is coming up next, and we're back to sports. Hour 2, Jake Logley Show, Sports Fan Radio 1330. Jake Logley here, joined by Christian Hager on July 12, 2018. We got our question of the day today starting to blow up on Facebook. You can go comment down below to make yours heard if you go to Sports Fan Radio 1330 on Facebook. The question is, what is most likely or more likely to become America's fifth sport? Soccer, celebrating the World Cup right now, or the burgeoning, growing, budding esports industry? Which Christian told us yesterday a little bit about the numbers that's bringing in, and it's only infant stages. Meanwhile, soccer, with a lot of pre-existing time to grow, only makes about three or four times right now what esports does in its infancy. So a real legitimate claim could be made by fans of esports. This thing could quickly grow into the fifth largest sport in America. First, let's make sure there isn't anything else we should be considering here, because Danny commented on Facebook that MMA just said MMA. And I commented back to him, as I said, as much as I would love that, I don't think America will ever be able to get over the human cockfighting stigma that MMA carries. And I think that's why I didn't consider it when we were having this conversation. I think America is just a little bit too aware of head trauma. That's pretty intrinsic to that sport. I'm kind of a hypocrite for how much I love it. I just love the fight promotion business. And at the end of a fight promotion is a fight. So I enjoy the fights at the back end just to kind of find out where you go after that from a promotion standpoint. So I really do love that business. If I really thought long and hard about the actual ramifications of the actual event itself, which I think a lot of Americans do, I don't think I'd be able to enjoy it really as much. So that's why soccer stays, MMA goes, esports is now in the conversation. And Christian, did I kind of trap you into a corner here in that you've kind of made it your two-week mission here to spread the good word, to evangelize the sport of soccer, and now you're choosing something over it in a fifth sport in America conversation? Do you feel like you're betraying your love here in the sport of football, European?
No, I don't think I'm betraying it at all. I'm being realistic about the situation, and if both end up catching on, that would be great. But if we're looking at it, what's more likely to catch on? Something that Americans can be very good at.
Is being lazy.
Yeah.
Americans are really good at being lazy.
Yeah. But it's one of those things that, I mean, yeah, does it feel a little dirty to promote it? But I like both. I enjoy watching both. I've probably watched more soccer in my life. But
again, you've had a lot more time to watch soccer.
But in its infancy, I remember watching good old on Spike TV. They used to have gaming things that were just a mixture of all the major games. And FIFA was one of those games that you could watch in these little tournaments and things like that. So as much as like we talk about it, this is also growing other sports. People watch it. Maybe we'll watch the real thing. You watch a FIFA tournament, you're like, all right, maybe I should watch the real thing. I don't think it's going to be a ton of people to do that, but there's some people there that there's going to be a little bit of crossover. But at the end of the day, I don't feel bad about it. Just being honest, and it's more likely, and you can look at the numbers and accurately predict that esports is going to be the fifth major sport in America and probably eventually will overtake NHL in terms of revenue. Just at the sheer force and the worldwide appeal of it.
Isn't something that hurts esports in this conversation the fact that the biggest thing driving it is mostly one generation? And I think in order to have an appreciation for that, you have to have participated. You have to play video games. And I mean, obviously, having done the thing, whatever it is you're watching, it helps to have an experience doing it so you understand how talented the people at the highest levels are. But I think there's so many more people that could have stopped playing soccer at the AYSO level and could still enjoy high-level soccer. If you've only played Pac-Man and you watch competitive gaming, you're out. There's nothing that's interesting. If your only information is Super Nintendo and you watch people playing League of Legends, there's such a disconnect there.
How many people of the generation right above us, right below us in our generation only play Pac-Man?
That's what I'm saying. It's driven by our generation.
And what's the largest growing generation? What is taking over the workplace? What is taking over what the cultural shifts is this generation. So it may look bad to the older generation that only play Pac-Man, but there's a lot of, I mean,
their opinions are becoming less and less relevant, is what you're saying.
Yeah, and also there's pretty colors. It looks nice.
Does it? Is it really that entertaining?
Yeah. It depends on what tournament you end up watching.
I mean, video games are not my vice. It's not something I can burn a whole bunch of time doing unless I'm really feeling like I just got to hole up for a good amount of time and do mostly nothing. It's like a mindless activity for me. I don't think I could watch that for more than 10 minutes or so before I'm just saying, no, I'm going to go back to my life.
Yeah, but we have also talked many a times that you are on pretty far end of our spectrum in terms of our generation.
I'm normal, darn it.
Well, yeah, if you were born like 15, 20 years earlier, you would be normal. But
then you'd be totally normal.
Yeah, then you'd slot right in perfectly.
I didn't think I was that far off the beaten path.
Oh, and it's gotten even more crazier since, the younger generation. I can't even imagine sitting there and watching a stream on Twitch for 4+ hours.
And but
there are
people
all the time. My sister, who's 2 years younger than me, has favorite Twitch people that she'll watch just because of basically her boyfriend who played the games and she picked it up and she started watching it. But I could not even imagine watching Twitch streams.
Rewind. Your girlfriend or your sister was just watching her boyfriend play video games so much. Does she play?
She does now, yes.
She does now.
Yeah.
She watched him play video games enough that she now likes watching other people she doesn't know.
Yeah, and he would watch Twitch people, and she would get favorites from that.
Good God.
Because they're charismatic. They're funny.
Let's go to the phone lines, 815-874-1330, the magic number to call if you want to participate in the show. Hopefully this is Jake. He can make me feel better about saying this is ridiculous. Good afternoon. Who's there?
Today's birthday. The Chinese word guanxi describes a network of trusting relationships essential to conducting business. This year, such a network will bring happiness and prosperity to you. You'll develop a system of measuring goodwill. Those who learn your ways and earn your trust will get your business, your love, or both. Sagittarius and Aquarius adore you.
Whoa. Jake, coming in with the philosophy and the wisdom here on this happiest of days. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that with us.
Well, I got to sell the paper. Also, if you want to hit the lottery, your lucky numbers are 8, 20, 4, 16, and 23.
8, 20, 4, 16, 23. 23. We're nailing it. I got to go buy a couple tickets after the show today now.
Now, with regards to your birthday.
Yeah.
Yesterday was your early gift, and it was also a glimpse into the future of the soon-to-be champion Chicago White Sox.
Well, that was my gift to you. My olive branch to you was not talking much about the White Sox, because like you said, then they'd win a game, and they had a pitcher pitch a gem. They scored a few runs. That was pretty much a glimpse into the future. You're absolutely right.
Well, it was like looking through a wormhole.
It felt like 2021, huh?
Right. Well, more like, 2022.
You're pushing it back even further.
Well, because we've had some injuries and stuff.
That's what I said, but Christian said it only moves back a year. You say you're taking it back, too, with Aloy battling the hamstrings.
Christian's a little more, he's younger than me, so he's a little more enthusiastic.
That's right.
I'm a little more realistic.
Got to tame the young bull every once in a while.
You betcha. Run down the hill or walk down the hill. That old joke.
Well, you got to give us Christian's horoscope tomorrow too, right?
Okay. Now. Oh yeah, I will. No, it won't be the same.
Yeah.
Even though you guys are the same, but esports will take the deal over soccer anytime because they're the instant gratification.
And America loves that.
Oh, I love instant gratification.
Well, I don't know if all America does, but these young kids, if they can't have it now, they wanted it yesterday.
Yeah, soccer's a little too plodding. Listen, I'm shocked by the amount of the comments I have here on Facebook that say esports. I think that was leading the Twitter poll for a while. I at least thought I could count on you to take down esports with me, Jake, but even you're siding with the dark side. You're on the dark side of the force right now.
Well, Nothing wrong with that. You got to go there every once in a while just so you get a taste of reality, you know?
That it's becoming a reality to me, and that's the scary part.
Jake here doesn't like to live in reality. We've learned that, so it's not surprising that he did not jump in there.
No, I don't. I don't like reality. Only my the man who I'm the namesake of likes to live in reality, and I appreciate that.
Okay, well, you have a good birthday.
Thank you, Jake. Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
You bet. Bye.
Have a couple Bud Lights for me. That's our friend Jake, always calling into the show. And he even brought in the horoscope today, which I appreciate. 815-874-1330, the magic number to call if you want to participate in our show here. Question of the day, what is most likely to become America's fifth sport, esports or soccer? Soccer should be as close as it's possibly going to get to win this poll, too. That's why I thought it was at least going to be close, because soccer is in our brains. People have gotten to watch soccer. People have gotten to see it played in very entertaining fashion. People who watched yesterday's England-Croatia game got a great look about what you hope a soccer game is going to be when you turn it on. Fast-paced, chances, goals, late goals, impactful goals. Still, esports, watching other people play fake life, is leading our poll. What's going to be America's fifth sport?
I told you. You're going to be surprised.
Listen, you could even sell me on the merit of playing video games. Watching people play video games, I got nothing for you.
It's the entire React culture becoming a thing. I mean, it started with YouTube.
Define
but now it's,
React culture.
I mean, React culture started with the radio. It started with listening to play-by-play announcers rather than going to a game.
Yeah.
You just take that and you take the sports idea of you would rather hear someone be a pundit about something or react to it as it's happening.
Yep.
And just throw it, we're going to react to opening the newest piece of electronics. We're going to react to trying this food. We're going to react to this song. We're going to react to this movie, to this video, to this game. And if the person's charismatic enough, if their reaction is genuine enough, or if they make good points, people will continue to watch them and keep watching them. But it started with radio. This is just...
So a Twitch stream without audio is not entertaining. It's with the audio, with the commentary from the player.
That's what makes the Twitch stream entertaining. Unless this person's really, really good, they're making good plays. But even still, the fun part is listening to them freak out when they make a good play or when they do something good. On there, or if they mess up and having to do it, or just have like bits that last for 20 minutes of them responding to comments and stuff like that. It's just a natural progression from pundit culture, from radio, from TV personalities. You're taking that and just putting it into video games, basically.
I tell you what, I'm going to pose a question. I'm going to give you time to formulate your answer because I'm pretty sure what it's going to be, but let's get some time to formulate the thoughts and the backing behind your answer. When Jake brought up that esports is going to win, it wasn't because he's a big advocate. He says it's because it enables an instant gratification culture in that parts of our brain that's being triggered on a daily basis. So with that said, if that's true, are esports a good thing? Are they healthy? Is Jake's suck position correct? And if it is... If no, then explain that. And then if yes, is that a good thing? Is it a good thing then? That's the question I'm going to pose to you as our card-carrying millennial. You are now younger than me for the next 12 hours, so we have plenty to talk about. Sports Fan Radio 1330, our friend Dan Patrick with Above the Noise. Back with more of the Jake Locally Show right after this. Sports Fan Radio 1330, Christian Hager bringing us in from break. His birthday tomorrow, July 13th. Today's July 12th. And your boy... celebrating your birthday.
The kid. No longer the kid.
The kid forever.
Okay.
In perpetuity.
Perpetuity.
Call me the kid.
The kid.
The perpetual kid. Is this fun for you?
No, it's really not.
Call myself the perpetual kid?
No.
Is that not what you were looking for on a Thursday?
No, but incredibly on brand.
Hey, bro. Sometimes I think you say things to hurt my feelings.
Sometimes. I'm not going to deny it.
And you know what? Respect.
Would you like me to answer the question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, and let me repurpose it. Let me rephrase it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me reiterate it.
Mm-hmm.
Jake said esports is going to win our question, or is going to be the answer to our question, because all the kids love instant gratification so much. One, is he right? If he's not right, if there's another reason why this is going to succeed, or a more important reason, a more weighted reason, then explain that. And then if he is right, that's why it's going to succeed. Is this a healthy thing for our society that this is going to grow so much and enable that instant gratification culture that I do think harms America, youth of America? Like, I do think there should be more delayed gratification and things like that. But that's me, and we've talked about me a lot, so let's make it about you. What do you think? What do you make of Jake's supposition that it will win because of its indulgence in instant gratification?
Life is short. What's wrong with getting it now?
Hedonism? What's wrong with hedonism?
Life is short. What's wrong with getting it now?
It's my money.
I'm not
money.
Saying you have to. I'm not saying, yes, it's my money. All I right. need it now.
So, Christian Hager's show, sponsored by cash loans.
But no, I don't understand the problem with wanting something now as long as it's gotten in a legitimate fashion.
Sure.
Or given to you. Being given something is not bad. We need to take that stigma away. Having something gifted to you, having something given to you, does not make it any less important, does not make the experience, does not make the happiness, does not make the gratification any less important than any other form of gratification. Okay? It's still gratification. At the end of the day, it's still going to trigger the same reaction in your brain, still going to give you the same feeling. It's really no different. I don't care what anyone says.
Instant gratification is something you just get with very little effort. Delayed gratification, things you have to work for. Guess what?
The gratification's still the same.
There's no value in working for that?
No, there is value in working for that. But the value comes from the lessons that you gain from working from it. But if you're still going to get the gratification, life's short enough, you can still get lessons.
You're looking at the positive revolt. But no, that's not true. That's not true. You're skipping over that part. And where the life lessons come in, becoming better people.
Yes.
Gratification, we'll get more dopamine. Are we good people?
You can still be a good person and still be gifted things.
Well, it's all about balance. But I'm saying if we're just promoting things that only give us that when I want it, when I want it, when I want it, that's when I give credence to the millennial argument.
What's the most fun you've had watching a sport?
The most fun
or
I've had.
Or following a sport.
Watching a sport. The 2005 Illinois basketball season, when there were national runners-up. 2004, okay. 2005.
Okay, so not even winning.
No national runners-up.
Yeah, but not winning.
No, not the 2016 Chicago Cubs.
Okay. So maybe that influences your answer a little bit, because I'll tell you what mine is.
Yeah.
It's the 07, it's watching the Broncos beat Cam Newton. These are the best memories I have.
Yeah.
Of following sports teams. Maybe Ben Gordon, Derrick Rose, couple memories here and there.
Yeah.
Right?
No, the Cubs were awesome, the Blackhawks were awesome, but the best sports season I've ever watched was that Illinois basketball team. You want to know why? Because Illinois basketball is pretty good for my formative years from late 90s into 2000, the Peoria Pipeline, Frank Williams, things like that. And leading into Darren Williams, D. Brown, James Augustine, Luther Head, that group. But also because it had a stigma of being like it bursting onto the scene and constantly getting disrespected while being also awesome and being unbeatable for a whole season. But you felt like you earned it to a certain degree.
So it's because you felt like you earned it. Now, going back to answer the question, as I've been trying to hint at here, there's nothing wrong with esports becoming the fifth sport. I don't think it's going to change the culture that much, because at the end of the day, you're still getting a feeling of people you enjoy succeed, watching people you enjoy succeed. You're still getting that tingle from watching a close match, a close game.
You think people will have the same affiliation with gamers as they do with their favorite sports teams?
And that's the difference. It's with gamers. Eventually, it will be with gamers. The Overwatch Pro League is trying to do city-based teams. They have teams in various cities. The NBA 2K League is trying to do the same thing. But at the end of the day, it's going to be the individual gamers that they're going to follow, because team affiliations in esports change all the time now, and always have. But there's nothing wrong with wanting to watch a game that gets done in 20 minutes and you still get the same feeling as winning a championship. There's still going to be tournaments. There's still going to be seasons.
I think time invested has a direct correlation to what you get out.
But That's not why esports is going to be. It's not because of instant gratification. That's not the reason why esports is going to take over as the fifth, maybe the fourth. It's the.
Here's what Chad supposes. You can agree or disagree with this. Then esports will become the fifth major sport because it brings out the best in non-athletic types. Plus, ESPN would cover it like they do World Series of Poker or World's Strongest Man. Is that closer to what you were trying to get at?
Not what I'm getting at, but okay. That could be a reason. It is the breadth of video games and competitive video games.
Okay.
There can be competitive strategy games. There can be competitive sports games. There can be competitive action games. The fact that you have all of these choices, all being played at a high level and all having pro leagues, major league gaming, things like that, allows for any kind of fan to jump in, and it's all going to fall under. So maybe they're going to win on technicality.
Yep.
Basically, it's going to have so much appeal because you can make any video game competitive. You can have fun with any game, and you can turn it into a competitive league. League of Legends is, at the end of the day, a slog. These games don't get fun until the last two minutes, maybe. Mm-hmm. But people watch full two-hour matches sometimes. Those games can go up to 2 hours. We understand why watching a good 2K game is fun, because we know enough about basketball.
It's in the same structure as a basketball.
We know why FIFA. At the end of the day, why does watching a good Call of Duty match or a good Overwatch or a good Fortnite?
It doesn't.
It might not be the violence. It could be the violence, but it's also you have a point system. You're not going to have human. You don't have refs. It's set on a point system. Yep. There's a for sure winner and loser. You can feel like maybe there was a glitch in the system or that shouldn't have happened. But when you're watching these competitive games, this point system is in place. It doesn't change. It's all on human error. Someone made a good play, got their team extra points. Someone messed up here or a team messed up here. And there's a clear-cut winner and loser without this human interaction.
Can we go all the way down the rabbit hole?
Absolutely. And I love rabbit holes.
And pretend.
Take me to Wonderland.
In the hypothetical where you're absolutely 100% correct, this bursts onto the scene, makes billions of dollars.
Which it already basically has.
It didn't. We already talked about the money in. It's not $1 billion yet.
It is $1 billion this year.
You said in revenue it made like.
That's just in America.
Oh. Well, let's play the game where it's as big as you think it possibly can be. You're still dealing with the element of a computer.
Mm-hmm.
Computers crash, computers glitch. Mm-hmm. Is that like where the controversy comes in esports? That people claim that, you know, these systems could be messed with, these things,
that,
things
once could glitch. Once you get to major tournaments, major leagues, you're all playing on the same systems. You can bring in your own personalized. It's the same thing as having your own personalized bat, basically, that's a slightly different weight. Everyone will have, like, a different setup with their keyboard and their mouse, but the system that you're playing on is the same. You're on the same internet connection. The only way that it fails is if there's a major problem within the arena, and then both teams, and then you just start over. Same thing that happened in the World Series of Poker. The power went out.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, yes, if it's an online tournament, if it's that. But once you get to these pro leagues, they're in the same building, playing on the same system.
I guess I'm just saying computers glitch, computers crash, computers can be hacked.
Yeah, but when you're on a closed-circuit system like that, you're not going to be hacked.
I don't know. I'm just throwing things into the air.
Yeah, but it's not going to be hacked on a closed-circuit system.
No,
it just
I'm not saying
doesn't
it's a possibility.
Like
I'm just trying to imagine what this looks like scaled up, because everyone finds a way to be miserable. Everyone finds a way to say something's the worst, even if it's making a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Like, what could be the problems here?
Well, one, boxing was big. Oh, but look at the fact that these fights are rigged, that there's so much money being thrown around. We don't know if this guy legitimately won or legitimately lost. With soccer, FIFA's so corrupt. Why are we enjoying watching it? When the NFL starts getting basically the bubble burst, Roger Goodell, the NFL, they're not doing enough for the players, which is a legitimate problem. But when something gets big, they're always going to find issues with it, no matter what the sport is. Some of them more legitimate than others. Are we saying that FIFA being corrupt is not is something made up just because soccer's so big? No, it's probably legitimate. It is legitimate. Boxing, where people throwing fights. Was that something made up just to lessen boxing's appeal because it's too violent? Mm-hmm. No, people were throwing fights. So there are legitimate things, but outside of the worst problem that esports is going to run into, And I think this is going to shift because it's becoming more open, is just how it's a predominantly white male or Caucasian male experience. The diversity is the biggest problem that esports has. And it's the sometimes toxic masculinity of esports culture. And that will be, once it gets to a point, that's going to be the biggest issue.
I just threw up in my mouth a little bit because that's the biggest.
That is the biggest issue.
What perpetrates that?
Because there's only like
perpetuates 2% that.
2% of females that actually play esports.
Yeah, but is that like are they somehow discouraged from doing so? Or is there a barrier to entry?
But also it's a cultural thing that you're supposed to be playing with Barbies. You're not supposed to be playing video games. This has been something. And then when they try to get into,
is there something intrinsic within that industry?
It's kind of similar to any online culture or any fan base, that when someone new tries to get in, like our sport, but you can't do it. You can't do it. And it was just, what happened was it was they basically focused in on females and saying, no, you're not going to be as good. You don't know what you're talking about. Get out of our face. You don't deserve to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a long running cultural thing that needs to change first. And then it will trickle down into esports itself. But that is its biggest issue, is that it's mostly a Caucasian male demographic that plays this, that are the best at their respective game.
Are there white female, black male gamers that are equally as talented and or more talented and are systematically blocked from participating?
You don't know that, because at the end of the day, you don't know if they're getting the opportunities to get there, or if it's just a cultural thing where it's not as accepted within those cultures to play video games as much as it is for a white Caucasian male to be playing video games for all hours of the day.
I hate that when I talk to you, I come across as a crotchety
old man.
Nah, there's nothing political about old or young. It's just crotchety and very, very, you know, conservative leaning, with that whole thing. I just have a hard time buying it in such a millennial driven industry, that there is a systemic blocking of equally talented participants from participating in that thing. It sometimes just stats are skewed, and it's because happenstance. I mean, that's such a large disparity that you're right, that's awful hard to just chalk it up to coincidence. In fact, it's more likely than not that it isn't just coincidence. But man, I don't know what world out there, what people are out there, even subconsciously, in video games. Like, video games already came across because people were ostracized from some other social group, so all they did is sit home and play video games. Like, I can't imagine those people are also ostracizing other people from their community. It should be one of the most inclusive communities possible, because made up mostly of outcasts. Or at least that's me projecting or casting stereotypes onto whoever these people are that are professional video gamers. Maybe I'm just totally making that up.
I don't know. But when that is your biggest issue right now, it's not a good thing. It's not a bad thing. But compared to what we're seeing in the NFL.
Yeah, you'll take it.
I'll take it.
Sports Fan Radio 1330, full field of the Home Run Derby announced today. Talk about who is in, and B, is it the greatest skill contest in sports? We'll talk about it when we come back. Sports Fan Radio 1330. Jake Logley, Christian Hager. Glad you're joining us on this Thursday, July 12, 2018. Outside, 87 degrees, feels like 90 with some of that humidity. Told you we had our full Home Run Derby bracket made up here. 8 participants, only 1 winner. 2 Chicago Cubs, 1 Milwaukee Brewer. We've learned since his election to the All-Star Game in the final vote, Jesus Aguilar, he will also be the number 1 seed in the Home Run Derby.
It should probably be Bryce, but I don't mind it.
Number 1, Jesus Aguilar, taking on Rhys Hoskins from Philadelphia. The 2 seeded Bryce Harper battling Freddie Freeman. 3-seeded Max Muncy, Javier Baez at 6, hashtag upset alert, and then Alex Bregman taking on Kyle Schwarber. That's our first round of the Home Run Derby. Overall, I got to say, I'm pretty excited about this group. I'm glad Aguilar came in. Obviously, I'm ecstatic there are two Cubs in there. I think Harper in is good for the game. Freeman, Bregman, Muncy, Hoskins have a chance to make a name for themselves and really burst onto the casual fans' TV screen, although I don't know how many of them are really going to show out. Of those four in particular, Bregman probably got a little bit more pub because of his World Series appearance and win last year. But, Christian, as the casual baseball fan, and that's a very loose term, baseball hater that you are seems more accurate. Well, is the Home Run Derby at least something that catches your attention on the yearly?
It used to. I can't say I've watched it too much lately.
Well, the best thing that
goes
baseball
down to the final, like I'll maybe watch the final matchup.
Well, because the dunk contest in the NBA, for contrast, in the early '90s, all the way through, I mean, the Jordans, the Jordan v. Wilkins, all of those types of dunk contests, Vince Carter a little bit later, the best dunkers in the game were playing. Mm-hmm. Were participating. Then it stopped. The Home Run Derby might have the same problem going on right now, like with Stanton and Judge not being in there. But at least it continued a little bit further into the Sosa, McGuire, Griffey types of Home Run Derbies. Baseball took it a little deeper of having their best players.
Yeah.
Now, it also lined up with the time where the best players were home run hitters. Like, you're not going to put Jose Altuve.
I can't imagine why. That the best players were home run hitters? I can't imagine why.
I mean, listen, man, Mike Trout in this All-Star game would also be pretty... In this Home Run Derby, would also be pretty fun.
Yeah, no. But there weren't any outside factors involved in that or anything.
Maybe the home run ball had more value on it.
That's why.
Because they were all hitting 60 a year.
I wonder why. Bring back steroids.
At any rate, now you're dealing with Aguilar, Harper, Schwarber and Baez being mostly your most recognizable faces and names, along with maybe Freddie Freeman. Is this... I mean, I think it's closest comparison. I don't think hockey has anything that can compete with it. Certainly football doesn't. They don't do skills competitions, at least not ones that I know about.
Oh, they do.
Not good ones.
Not good ones, but they do.
The Home Run Derby versus a slam dunk contest. Compare, contrast. This might be our question of the day tomorrow.
Slam dunk contest versus home run derby. A good home run is not as visually appealing as a good slam dunk.
I think that's subjective.
But the home run derby does have a slight advantage because it's number based. Because
There's no subjective
element.
Well,
there. Yeah, I mean, now that they've moved to this matchup system and there's a round system involved rather than just a straight up whoever hits the most home runs
wins.
There
are judges. There are judges in a dunk contest. There's subjectivity involved.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I think it almost makes it better because you can disagree with judges in a slam dunk contest.
It makes for better Twitter conversation.
But no. That turns some viewers off.
It turns me off. I disagree with dunk scores all the time, and I
so
don't like
that's,
it.
Yeah, whereas a home run derby, I think it's an advantage that it's just numbers-based. And
It's how many in a certain amount of time.
Yep. Is it better than the three-point contest? Probably not, but it's fine.
Not only would you take the home run derby, would you take the slam dunk contest over the home run derby, you take the three-point contest over the home run derby?
Yeah, probably.
When therein lies your bias. 815-874-1330, the number to call if there's anything on your mind. We're going back to the phones. Good afternoon. You're on Sports Fan 1330. Who do I have on the phone?
Jake and Chris, this is Scott. How are you boys doing this afternoon?
Scott, home run derby or slam dunk contest? What are you watching first?
Oh, gosh. Okay, back when I was a kid, I was born in 78, so I saw like Jordan versus Dominique.
Yep.
Bud Webb, Clyde Drexler, hands down, dunk contest then. But then when like Dwight Howard got involved and Blake Griffin was jumping over cars, I can't even stand to watch it anymore. So I'm super pumped for the Home Run Derby. It's going to be great. But, Jake, the reason I called, I was on social media while I was having a sandwich here at lunchtime, and I saw your question of the day about soccer versus esports, which is going to be the fifth biggest sport or whatever in the States.
Now, I'm really interested for Scott's take on this one.
video games is not a freaking sport.
Scott, video games is winning, is dominating the Facebook comment section. It's winning our Twitter poll. It's winning everything right now.
Bowling takes more physical ability than that, and I don't consider bowling a sport. I mean, soccer is pushing it with all the jogging that's going on.
Scott, I'm with you, but Christian was so convincing to me. I was like, all right, let's put it to the vote, and esports is coming up Milhouse. I mean, that's what the people are telling us. I'm with you, but that's what the people say.
What physically, what training do you have to do to get ready to play someone in Madden?
You got to sleep 2 hours a day and lift as much as it takes to get addicted to Adderall. That's all you have to do.
It's not a sport. I can't believe it. All right, I'm going to jump online and check out your results. Great show, guys.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate you listening and calling in. I don't disagree with him. For it to be a sport, doesn't there have to be a physical component?
There's training involved. There's practice
involved. There's training for the violin. Is the violin a sport?
No, but you're creating things. It's different.
You're creating... you're creating... I mean, you're not creating anything. You're competing.
Yeah.
But I've already said there are competitions that aren't sports. Golf.
Okay.
Cheerleading. Cool. Swimming.
But guess what's going to make more money and be more watchable than all of those, probably combined? Esports.
I would watch so much freaking golf before I watched a League of Legends tournament.
That's cool. Have fun when you can only find golf on the Golf Channel because ESPN is just funneling money into various esports leagues.
You're not wrong. But if you're telling me I should base like my values based on what Americans think is pouring their
money
into?
No, I'm not saying what you should base your values on. I'm just saying that's what's going to happen and you're just going to have to live with it. That's all I'm saying. You're gonna have to live with it.
This is the new world order.
I'm not gonna come out as the biggest defender of it, but this is where it's going, and guess what? I don't think it's a bad thing. It's still gonna be fun to watch. It makes for good TV.
No, it doesn't. It just simply doesn't.
It really does, though.
Oh god.
Competition in and of itself makes for good TV.
Oh. Regardless of like how down people are about like our climate, pop culture, where we at, what we enjoy, politics, so many people down for so many different reasons. I was pretty optimistic until about 10 seconds ago.
Well, I'm sorry to bring you down with this little dose of reality. I really apologize.
Sports Fan Radio 1330. Let's wrap up hour two when we come back. It's Jake Logley Show, Sports Fan Radio 1330. Sports Fan Radio 1330, Jake Logley, Christian Hager, good to be with you on Thursday, July 12, 2018. 88 degrees outside, feels like 90. Also go to sportsfanrockford.com for the very latest in all local news, sports, and otherwise. Full episodes of Randy and Company and the Jake Logley Show in podcast form, ready to be streamed or downloaded at your leisure.
And after a conversation with Jordan, we will be covering the breaking esports news from around the world on SportsFan Rockford.
Certainly will not.
We already follow the important gamers and accounts on the SportsFan Twitter account.
If I see anything going up on SportsFanRockford.com, I will promptly delete them. Test me.
Did you know that you can get a scholarship for gaming now, though?
To which universities? Ball So Hard University?
No, actually, like Ivy League schools are creating gaming teams.
The Southampton Institute of Technology?
Big Ten teams have gaming programs now, and you can get scholarships just like a sport.
Listen, I am all for people going to school for free. I am all for using whatever tools you have, whatever skills you have to get ahead. But if you go to school on a gaming scholarship, can't be friends. Actually, we can definitely be friends because
you're going to be making a good amount of money, huh?
Your life is way cooler than mine.
Yep.
Going to school for video games. That's pretty powerful. Well, how much time would you have to study if you have to play Overwatch 9 hours a day?
You don't have to play Overwatch 9 hours a day.
Yes, you do.
Well, I mean, I did it. And I was fine.
A lot of my friends, we would play a lot of Overwatch, and we did fine in school. And a lot of them were still basketball players, too. So, guess what? It can work.
God.
NYU, University of California, Irvine, University of Utah.
I barely keep my head above water, and I probably play like 3 hours of video games a month.
Well, that explains everything.
Play more video games.
Play more video games.
Be more intellectually stimulated. Probably be just a better person. Probably succeed more.
Your sanity would be a little better. I feel that way about a lot of entertainment. That if I am not going to movies, if I'm not playing games, I'm just a lot more of a more irritable person. And I'm a lot less fun to be around.
I think you're barely fun to be around.
Well, I know that, but I don't really care about your opinion and never have.
Hey, bro! You throw these playful jabs, and I roll with it. And I throw one, and then you just go straight. You go straight push a T on me. You give me the push a T treatment.
If you know, you know.
Hey, that sure was strange. You're gonna die alone.
I was raised in these streets. You come at the king, you best not miss. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, your shoe's untied. You're never gonna find love. Hey, you got a hair sticking up at the back of your head. Nobody likes you. That's how I feel.
That's our dynamic, man. That's what happens.
Is it, though?
Does it have to be? No, probably not, but it is.
Did you think of more on-brand childhood stories since we talked about it yesterday? Because that was one of the best segments we've ever done.
On-brand childhood stories. When I was growing up, I knew everything.
Yeah.
I knew everything.
Period. I knew everything, period.
No. I knew everything except how to read and tie my shoes. I used to say that all the time.
I know everything except
how to read and tie my shoes, but I know everything else.
And nothing's changed.
And yeah, basically nothing's changed.
I wore those Nikes that are slip-ons. They don't have any ties. They have Velcros on the side.
Because you've just given up on tying shoes?
Why?
What's the point?
Hey, bro, why?
Just a waste of time.
Hey, laceless shoes. Or those Air Mags that lace themselves.
Yeah, those are a lot of money, though.
If you had a lot of money, would you buy them?
Yeah.
Just for the Back to the Future reference?
No, I don't really care about Back to the Future.
They just look cool.
Yeah.
How dare you?
What, not caring about Back to the Future?
No, just thinking those look cool. Without, like, the Back to the Future reference of, like, that was my movie.
Yeah, no, never was my movie.
Without that, and you still think they're cool? Loser.
Well, I'm already a loser because I like video games, so I'm just embracing it.
I didn't say that.
You kind of implied it.
Yeah, only heavily, though. Listen, if there's nothing that I don't value, clearly there's something wrong with you.
I'm not quite sure why I'm here or what I'm doing.
That's how you feel, or that's what I...
That's what I feel, okay? That's how I feel.
All right, give me a kiki.
You deserve it.
Give me a kiki.
Kiki!
I feel like...
The people deserve a kiki for apparently thinking esports is going to be the fifth major sport.
The people have spoken. Christian will tell us how the poll's doing. Facebook comments still heavily in favor of esports. Can't say I saw that one come. Sports Fan Radio 1330, Jake Logley, Christian Hager. Jake Logley Show, Hour 3, Final Hour, coming up next. Sports Fan Radio 1330, Hour 3 of the Jake Logley Show. Jake Logley here. Christian Hager, the man with the plan. Running all the controls, the power chair, as I like to refer to it. He has full discretion as to whether I've had enough talking for the day. Could just end this whole thing, could blow this whole thing up if he chooses to.
The man with the plan who has never had a plan in his entire life.
Well,
fair enough.
I use the term plan loosely. You always have a couple cards up your sleeve. You're not showing anybody, but they're there.
You don't have a plan, you're just prepared for anything. There's a difference.
Oh, you got power moves waiting in your back pocket. I know it.
There's a difference between having a plan and an ace in the hole.
There ain't nothing unplanned about this.
Woo!
Well, Christian, one thing we haven't talked about today, we scaled basically the full gamut.
Of all the major sports in America, we've talked about all
e-sports,
of them.
Esports, soccer, etc. Well, football is in a dead period. Basketball, free agency, nothing doing. Nor do I expect much to happen.
Hey,
The Golden State Warriors got Jonas Jerebko.
So
that's a big move. Big
confirmed move. Championship number four.
Well, yeah, if it wasn't confirmed previously, now it's super duper confirmed.
Now it's confirmed.
Yeah.
It wasn't with Boogie Cousins like the rest of them. Now with Jerebko. They're totally upset.
Jerebko.
What did
it sounds No. It just sounds like a company. Like Jerebko.
Oh, Jerob.
Get all your needs.
CEO. Yeah. Period.
Jerebko.
Was it Jerebko? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that how you're supposed to say it?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Wow, you just gave me the weirdest look.
How am I supposed to trust you on this thing?
Card-carrying member of NBA Twitter?
That's a good point.
Okay.
Fair point. We talked about hockey because the Blackhawks made a trade today.
Oh, I loved it. It was a great trade.
They got fleeced by the Arizona Coyotes today.
Stanley Cup championship.
The essence of the trade, Blackhawks give up Marian Hossa's contract or get Marian Hossa's contract off their books. I know... Listen, have you done your advanced search looking for the Blackhawks?
No, I was waiting. I was waiting. Here we go.
Okay. Oh, God.
I'll do it while you keep talking.
Marian Hossa's contract, Vinny Hinostroza, and a third round pick in 2019 for Marcus Kruger, Mackenzie Entlewise, and Arizona's fifth round pick. A couple other prospects that are mostly AHL fodder. Going to be ice hogs, not helpful to the Blackhawks really in much of a discernible way.
I mean, I get why they did it, but I'm really not happy with this Hossa trade. Still going to wear his number with pride because he should have retired a Hawk.
Hey, dummy. He's gonna. We didn't tweet that to us, so I don't think we have legal right to use his name or her name. But hey, dummy. He's gonna. He's going to spend 3 years in Europe just sitting idly while the Coyotes continue to be terrible. And then when that contract expires, he'll sign a one-day, $1 contract with the Chicago Blackhawks and retire there. His last game will be played in a Blackhawk uniform.
When you think Marian Hossa is retiring, then the Hawks trade him. Angry face emoji.
Yeah. He is. Hey, silly goose. Don't wonder anymore. He's retired. How do I know that? No, you might be saying, Jake, how could you say with such certainty? It's almost like you talked to him and he said it. I didn't talk to him. But he said he wasn't playing anymore.
News of Hossa's trade shattered my soul. Broken heart emoji. Once a NHL Black at NHL Blackhawks, always a Blackhawk.
Hey, knuckleheads! He's not playing for the Coyotes!
Sad to see Hossa leave the organization. Good move by Stan to shed his cap in. It has always been a top priority for him this offseason. So that alone makes this trade a win. The team doesn't live and die with Hinostroza.
Well, bad take, but at least he doesn't think Marian Hossa is going to play. At least he doesn't think Hossa is going to lead the Coyotes into the playoffs. That's just a normal bad take. Like, I can live with those. I spew out bad takes all day. Why would I be mad at someone else's? But we talked about a lot the Blackhawks with this trade going down. And my... Listen, guys, I don't want to play I told you so. But everyone gave me a whole bunch of grief when I was already hitting the panic button when they were getting swept by the Predators in 2017. In the 2017 playoffs. And I said, guys, this doesn't look good. And he said, what are you talking about? Well, now is the picture starting to become a little more clear? This team stinks. At least relative to what the expectations are going to be. So we've talked about that ad nauseum. A new report that's floating around the internet right now concerning Christian's favorite baseball team, the Chicago Cubs.
WTF, how they trade Hossa. Please, this be a lie.
Not a lie. Also, side note, why do you think it's a big deal? Why are you concerned?
Hawks trade Hossa and Hinostroza to clear up cap space, to resign Panarin and get Pacioretty.
You know, the Panarin take is not that bad. The Panarin take is far from the worst thing I've seen today.
You're happy with that one? Re-signing in Panarin with this money?
Can I talk about the Cubs, Tim?
Sure. I'm still going to keep looking
these up. Do you have
up.
Any more tweets?
Just keep talking about the Cubs. Go ahead.
It's being rumored that the Cubs are looking to bolster their starting rotation still yet this year. Kind of signaling that they may have considered the Yu Darvish experiments. Maybe they're planning on doing something with Tyler Chatwood. Might be trying to cut some losses and gear up for another run. And the name that comes up for as big of a name that could be had, Bruce Levine is floating around the name Jacob DeGrom from the New York Mets. Now, the names it was going to take to get a guy like that, Levine wrote today, Russell and Happ, Addison Russell and Ian Happ, would both be in play right now for a pitcher like Mets ace Jacob DeGrom, who's under contract control through 2020. Any team looking to acquire DeGrom now would be looking at having three playoff runs with him as a frontline starter. Starters like DeGrom would be on the Cubs' radar with the health of Yu Darvish up in the air. Theo Epstein and Hoyer have a track record of being aggressive, and the Cubs' window to win is right now. This time, the difference is the Cubs will have to trade off their big league roster assets to make a big move. Christian, are the Cubs in dire enough spot with their starting pitching? John Lester maybe being a ticking time bomb. Kyle Hendricks maybe have gotten figured out. Darvish experiment looks at least like a lost cause this year. Chatwood may be a lost cause altogether. And Mike Montgomery not built to be sustainable over a major league roster. Is this dire enough of a situation where the Cubs have to consider trading off major league assets to acquire a top line starter?
I don't think they do it again. I really think because of the Quintana deal.
This is a different animal from the Quintana deal. This is a totally different animal in that now you're talking about trading other guys on your team that you plan on winning. This is trading major league value for major league value. Totally
I don't think it's that bad. And also, I think you still have to see what you have to do.
Remember when Addison Russell came in and we thought we had just fleeced Oakland? And you probably did still, because there was a rental of Jeff Samardzija when they didn't even make into a round of the playoffs. He didn't even get to pitch in the playoffs. And you got a guy back who really respected major league analysts were saying, this guy is Barry Larkin. With maybe upside power. Now, it didn't work out that way, mm-hmm. but it was an integral part. It was Chris Bryant, then Addison Russell were the two biggest position players you had coming
up.
Yeah,
I remember just the amount of hype behind Addison Russell in those early years.
Yeah, it was Chris Bryant day, then Addison Russell day was a big day.
And then Castro.
And remember, Ian Happ was the guy who Cubs fans were thinking were going to solve all their leadoff man problems throughout spring training. So these are guys that are not going to go without anyone saying that, you know, this was the Cubs. It's really easy for Hardo Meathead baseball fans to trade off prospects. Anyone can trade off prospects and guys that, and they've never seen play in a big league uniform before. Even Eloy Jimenez, who's probably better than both Ian Happ and Addison Russell. Cubs fans would be more okay to trade that guy over again before trading Addison Russell or Ian Happ. So we're talking about a different conversation that you started off your answer. I didn't mean to interrupt you there. But with that distinction, do you think the Cubs are not in a position where they should be moving major league assets to acquire a pitcher?
I don't think they should. I don't like the move. I think it reeks of desperation, even though DeGrom is a great pitcher.
Yep.
You already have Quintana, Lester, hopefully Hendricks, hopefully Yu Darvish. It's a bad look, but
starting pitching looked like the strength.
Yeah.
In March. Now, it's your biggest weakness.
And because you have so much money put into it, I don't see the reason in giving up major league assets for an inconsistent hitting team for starting pitching, unless the one positive that could come from that is then Montgomery moves back to the bullpen.
Oh, I think Chatwood gets either to Des Moines or to the bullpen or something. I think Montgomery's in there now. It's whether they can find a reason to shut Darvish down or send Chatwood to AAA or to the bullpen. Probably to the bullpen because he makes too much money. He doesn't have any options on his contract, so he would have to go through waivers. That's what I see. I think Montgomery's going to be a starter. And now, come playoff time, trust me.
No, he's your ace.
It would be Lester, Quintana, Hendricks, and maybe one of the guys you acquire, some guy you acquire here. But, I mean, I kind of half expected to hear some pitchers' names being floated around, but then I saw Jacob DeGrom's name, and I was like, listen, you certainly get the big dollar signs in your eyes when you see a guy like that come up on a trade radar. It's always fun to have your team associated with top-line names around the trade deadline. But you can't... It feels panicky to me. It feels too panicky to me.
That's I don't think you'd do it.
I don't... And I'm not bullish on Addison Russell at all. A lot higher on Ian Happ. If they're willing to go Russell for DeGrom straight up, maybe we have a conversation.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden, Ben Zobrist maybe takes on a bigger role at second
Tommy
base.
Tommy La Stella actually gets to play every day.
Ian Happ can play second base. Tommy La Stella can play second
Tommy
base.
Tommy La Stella.
Javier Baez can
Tommy La Stella.
Can be an all-star second baseman in the first half and then an all-star shortstop in the second half. That'd be pretty fun.
No, you don't need another all-star. You have Tommy La Stella.
It's like all you've been doing since early April is assembling a list. And on this list are the ways to send me down a rabbit hole. The ways to send me into a fiery tizzy. Bring up the Blackhawk. Bring up roster moves the Blackhawks have made.
Or didn't make.
Mention Tommy La Stella. Talk about Mitch Trubisky's Madden rating. Talk about Mitch Trubisky in general.
Talk about you, Darvish.
Talk about the Anaheim Ducks. Or the Denver Broncos. Actually, I don't care about the Broncos as much. You're wearing your Broncos shirt today. I can't say I mind that. Is a good birthday gift for you just like giving you 5 minutes to give carte blanche just diatribes about the Anaheim Ducks?
No, because I'm not really happy with where they are right now either.
Oh,
so.
I didn't say it was now. It's not your birthday.
No, I'm just not happy with where they are now anyway, so it wouldn't be as fun for me.
Maybe that's another question for tomorrow. We have to ask lots of questions tomorrow. We kind of have to have a little pre-show fist fight as to what our question of the day for a Friday should be. Is it Cubs and DeGrom? We had another one we were talking about. That escapes me at the moment exactly, but I'll listen to the podcast. I'll figure it out. We got a lot of questions floating around. We do have some things to talk about in a early mid-July when usually this is our biggest lull of the sports calendar.
Doesn't feel like a lull.
We got a
Blackhawks making moves.
Making money.
NBC Sports Chicago called it a blockbuster trade.
The Blackhawks are no longer...
Blockbuster. Blockbuster trade.
They're making money moves. And by that I mean they're making moves clearly in the intent of making money, not in their best interest of their club.
I'll make you feel a little bit better before we go to break.
Okay.
At Arizona Coyotes.
No.
We got Marian Hossa, exclamation points, surprised emoji. That's lit, but sad we gave up Ed Whistle, crying emoji, hashtag Coyotes. You're welcome for that.
So you think you just got Marian Hossa? You think you just got one of the most talented players in the league for the last decade?
This makes never seeing Hossa play again in a Hawks uniform real, and that is a pretty sad realization.
Well, that's still not implying that they think he's going to play. I'm still hung up on this Yotes fan that thinks he just got Marian Hossa, and
probably
is bummed because
they
gave up Entwistle, and is bummed that Entwistle will no longer be with them.
I'm too sad about Hossa to even think about the rest of this trade.
Again, doesn't directly imply that they think he's going to play somewhere else. Just makes it real. That's maybe a fair point. Maybe I was reading. Listen, I don't want to give tweeters the benefit of the doubt. That's a real dangerous game. They'll disappoint you every time. Tell you what, grab a break. Our first of the 4 o'clock hour. Our question of the day is still live on Facebook. What's more likely to become America's fifth sport, soccer or esports? That's on Facebook right now. You can comment with your answer. You can also vote in our Twitter poll. You can call in 815-874-1330. You're listening to your State Line home for sports, Sports Fan Radio 1330.
Chevy's for less. Chevy's for less. Never changed things
that I feel. Sports Fan Radio 1330. Jake Logley, Christian Hager, good to be with you on this Thursday, July 12, 2018. Balmy day outside today, hanging around 88 degrees, humidity notching it up just a couple more degrees. We're here until 5 o'clock, about 40 more minutes before we call it a show. Birthday week continues tomorrow. Christian Hager turning another year older tomorrow on July 13. Big plans for midnight tonight, because that's when I saw you on your 21st birthday and we discovered that we had adjacent birthdays on both of our 21st birthdays, exiting mine and entering yours.
I'm going to be at work.
Yep, so... What you're saying is
Big plans.
Big time plans.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm so ready.
Yeah. You go the after hour spots.
24-hour bar. Whee!
Which is truly one of the most sicko moves in our state line. But, hey, who am I to judge?
No one. You shouldn't judge anyone's life decisions.
Hey, man, what's that supposed
to mean? You can go your own way.
What was that? Oh.
That's to Barry and Hossa. You can go your own way.
Did you find any other gems?
No. I will bring them up on tomorrow's show because I'm sure we'll have more because it'll trickle
that's
down.
That's what you're going to do all night tonight?
That is my big plans for midnight.
Just frame them all on the wall and I come in. Just this is my birthday present. I get to read Hardo Blackhawk tweets to you. Best birthday ever.
Do you think what would be worse? Tommy Estella getting traded.
Listen, man, this is not your birthday yet.
The question. Also, can you go to ESPN's homepage for me real quick?
What am I supposed to be finding?
I just want you to see what the biggest picture is.
I'm so terrified of what I'm about to find. Meet the people who keep NCAA football video game alive.
On the cover of ESPN.
On the front page is technically an esports story, but that's more of just like the best best sports franchise they had going. They had to bring to an unceremonious end, and now they keep trying to revive it. Listen, I am all in on the train of having a lot of media coverage around bringing back a college football game because then it might happen.
Would you get back into video games for that?
I mean, I was never like in, but yeah, I would definitely buy that game.
Can you explain to me, I know it's supposed to be a 45 segment, but what are you talking about with the birthday almanac?
Who else was sharing this birthday on this day?
Did you look it up, or you want me to look it up?
I had it in a tab, and I closed it, because we had moved on past it.
Well, but this seems enjoyable and fun, and I enjoy enjoyable and fun things.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. You can start working on that. We'll go over some housekeeping. SportsFanRockford.com, the brand new website you can go to find full-length episodes of Randy and Company. On in the morning show, 6 to 8, every single weekday. Also, the Jake Logley Show. Don't forget also, every day at 5 o'clock after we get off the air, Dean Irvin, the King of Rockford Radio, comes on. Interview some very special guests. Yesterday, Christian, Kenny Gold, a 1988 bronze medalist in Seoul, South Korea. Rockford native was in the studio with Dean Irvin talking about a very special event they're having at Cliff Breakers. Very, very soon, trying to raise some money to get him out to Vegas for his induction into a Hall of Fame. So, very cool thing. We'll give you all the information as to how to sign up for that as the days get a little bit closer here. But a very cool experience for me to get to meet Kenny Gold. Also, Angel Martinez came in. Because
he's going to be at the fundraiser, too.
He will be there, too, meeting and greeting. We hope by 2020, the U.S. Olympic Committee, or the International Olympic Committee, the IOC, decides to keep the weight class that Angel Martinez is in. That's where he could be really dominant. If he has to move up a weight class, obviously it puts him at a little bit of disadvantage and kind of limits his power moves a little bit, but that's a story for a different time.
Christian, this is so great.
Have you found some birthday almanacs?
So great. Yeah. I'm so ready for this. Brock Lesnar.
Yep, me and Brock share very similar musculatures.
James Rodriguez.
Who's that?
James Rodriguez. Colombian. Okay. The best player on Colombia.
Oh, okay.
From the World Cup. Yeah. James Rodriguez.
I literally no recollection or no association.
Michelle Rodriguez from the Fast and Furious franchise.
Okay. Oh, now we're cooking with some gas.
Sami Zayn. Another wrestler.
Oh.
Yeah. George Washington Carver.
That's very nice. That's a good one.
The most on-brand one, though, Topher Grace. You are a young Topher Grace.
I'm sorry. Are you calling me Eric Foreman right now, bro?
You're a young Topher Grace.
Are you calling me Eric Foreman in front of God and creation?
LeSean McCoy.
Oh, that's a nice one. That's a nice one, given what we're learning about LeSean McCoy.
Eric Per Sullivan, who was one of the Malcolm in the Middle kids, the one with the ears.
The youngest Malcolm in the Middle kid?
Yeah. You have the same birthday as him.
Thank you.
And then now we're really cooking with fire. Richard Simmons.
Yes.
And your last one, Bill Cosby.
Yikes. Why'd you have to bring that one to the table? I remember that one because when you were younger, you wanted to look those up, and Bill Cosby was the one that was always the most prevalent and kind of the one that people would go, oh, that's neat. And then now you said it's like, good.
Yeah.
So that's this day in birthdays. We'll do the same thing with Christian. Hopefully it won't be as depressing because hopefully he won't end with LeSean McCoy and Bill Cosby.
cool, bro.
I'm sorry?
Not really. Now that we're all severely, severely depressed. Christian,
the Rolling Stones performed their first concert on this day in 1962.
All right. First concert, does that mean like as a headlining act or?
No, performed their first concert.
Or their first show. Concert implies like a certain size.
Okay, their first show.
Yeah.
This was the when the Medal of Honor was authorized in 1862.
All right.
Yep. Alexander Hamilton. Oh, yeah, because the duel was yesterday. I forgot about that. The Burr-Hamilton duel was yesterday,
Who
July
won that?
11th.
I'm kidding.
No one. Everyone lost.
America lost that day. Christian, how's our Twitter poll doing? Who's going to be the fifth sport in America, esports or soccer? That's our question of the day. We posed it to the Twitterverse. What did they give back? I know it's been hovering around 50-50 for most of the day.
Esports 53%, soccer 47%.
Riding close on that poll. I like it. I like that we're getting some contention, some conversations getting stirred. 815-874-1330 if you want to answer that question over the phone. If you want to go to Facebook, Sports Fan Radio 1330, and look that one up, that is certainly open and welcome to you as well. Is there anything I'm missing? No, those are all the ways you can get into contact with us. Twitter, Facebook, phone line. Got another cool way to get in contact with us coming next week. Be on the lookout for an announcement on social media as to all the directions as to how you can interact even more with Sports Fan Radio 1330. We're looking very much forward to that. We're going to the John Deere Classic this Sunday. That's going to be very fun. So long as the rain stays away, I know I'm holding out hope for good weather. The gods will shine on us, the golf gods, that there's no way it can be a shoddy weather day when we go and take our very loyal listeners down to TPC Deer Run and enjoy the 75 best golfers in the world battling it out for an automatic spot in the British Open. Or I guess in golf, it's just the Open, which good for Great Britain just for kind of owning just the term the Open. The United States is...
That's a power move.
That is a power move. Like, I'd expect the United States to try something like that, and they didn't even get to try because Great Britain was like, nah, we're just calling ours...
It's ours.
Yeah, the Open. Yours is the U.S. Open. We are the Open. And I appreciate that. Tell you what, let's hit another break. We'll come back. We have a half an hour left on this show. Still got plenty to get to. Some interesting stuff I heard in the Bill Michaels show today I want to talk about that precedes us every single day. We'll tie bows on all our conversations we've had thus far today. It's Jake Logley's show, Sports Fan Radio 1330. I'm with Christian Hager, and we're back with more right after this. Sports Fan Radio 1330. Jake Logley, Christian Hager, good to be with you. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Thursday, July 12, 2018. 89 degrees in our state line at Sandy Hollow Golf Course. Haven't seen as many golfers out today. Must be gearing up for the weekend, getting well rested for what might be a little bit of a rainy weekend. We'll keep you updated as to any rain that might be coming our way. Make sure you are in the know. Christian, you've been looking up July 12th facts for the last 4 minutes, so indulge me. Inform me. Educate me as to what I didn't know about my day of birth, July 12th.
Congress passed the first minimum wage law, $33 per hour, in 1933.
33 cents per hour?
That says dollars, sir.
$33 per hour is the minimum wage in 1933?
Something seems off about that, but that's what this says.
It doesn't seem exactly correct. I don't know if this website's trustworthy from here to four, because I worked some jobs in high school at minimum wage. I don't think I made $33 an hour.
You're just, you're lively, imaginative, and very social.
Is that a star sign?
Yes, this is the horoscope,
Here's
sir.
A question for you, you hippy-dippy nerd. Does the position of the moon when you were born has every bearing on your personality?
I think so.
Oh, God.
There's just something. We're made up of water, sir. 80% water, right?
Yeah.
Yeah? What does the moon do to water? Shifts it.
Okay.
It affects water. Like, literally, that's the main thing it does, is affect water.
Yeah.
So it's not that crazy to think, maybe the moon has an effect on us. It's not that crazy. There's a lot of crazy things in this world. I wouldn't put that near the top.
You are the... the most crazy dynamic person on the planet.
Would you call me a ball of opposites?
No, I wouldn't say that. But
would you call me a walking paradox?
But you buy into horoscopes, which all say the same thing, just with a bunch of different flowery words. They're truisms. They're Barnum statements.
Maybe.
No, absolutely.
Okay.
100%. You know what a Barnum statement is?
That it's true for everyone?
It's true no matter what. Like, if I told you I could read your mind, and then I said, you know, I bet people tend to think you're rather outgoing, but inside you feel rather isolated and alone, and, you know, a lot of times at parties, people think you're sometimes the life of the party where you feel totally isolated. Like, everyone feels that way, but to you, you might feel like, oh my God, he just nailed me. It's a Barnum statement.
Hmm. I hear what you're saying.
Right.
But also, I don't believe you.
But also, fake news. Tell me more about July 12th.
I mean, there's not much else. You got a couple Independence Days for a couple islands from the UK.
Independence Day todays?
Yeah. For small nations.
Tell me which ones.
Hold on, now I got to get back to it.
Well, you can't just float that out, because now the people of those countries should be celebrating me, right?
Never mind, now I'm not looking it up.
No, I'm not looking it up anymore.
It's the 193rd day of the year, in case you weren't curious about it. But also, most importantly, there has been two major victories in two different crusades on this day.
This bulletin just in.
Ladies and gentlemen, this studio just got a whole lot more interesting.
This is Jake Logley's birthday! All right, Logue, Logue, Logue! And so what do? We bring in the man, the myth, the legend. Oh, Christian, you're going to love this, my friend.
Oh, my goodness, look
at this. John from Anthony Alexander, and bringing in. Oh, look at
maybe the best pizza I've ever seen in my entire life.
Mark's Pizza. We got to give Mark a call, man.
Oh my goodness.
Logue, with your roots. I said we got to do something about my boy. I love my boy.
Is this supposed to be an Italian accent?
Yeah, that's my Italian accent.
It's a spicy meatball.
We got meatballs.
A little pasta bazoo.
Logue, listen to this, Logue. Yeah. Ready?
Italian roast beef?
Yes, sir.
Mozzarella?
Oh, God.
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
Right here. Come here. Look at this. Oh,
the packaging.
These are yours. You do what you want to with them.
Logue.
Ready?
Logue.
Oh, my goodness.
Logue right there, baby.
This
Happy
is how you know
birthday,
you're a lucky
Logue.
Man. Gentlemen, thank you
Logue,
so much.
Logue.
This is a day. No, get back on mic,
yeah,
John Bondic.
Here,
you kidding me?
Yeah, Logue.
Are you kidding
Happy
me?
Birthday.
It's not my time yet.
Every time is your time. Every time is your time.
Nothing is happening.
Sports and stuff.
Yeah, sports.
I spent the last 2 hours being angry about the Chicago Blackhawks. I need a little levity in my life.
Well, it's your birthday, Logue.
It's
your birthday.
I got to talk to you. I can't wait to get to the break so I can take a bite of that Italian
beef. I'm going to tell you a little saying I have about sports.
Yeah.
Sometimes you win.
Okay.
That's
sometimes
right.
you lose.
That's right.
The rest get rained out.
Oh, that's a good idea right there.
I'd like to make an addition.
Forget about it.
Where's your menu, by the way? I'm sorry, Logue.
Yeah.
It's your birthday.
Sometimes you win, sometimes lose. All the time you're pissed off. You can't help it.
Oh, there's some truth to that. Hey, I want to give a big shout-out to Mark's Pizza, 615 North of Blackhawk in Rockton. They're open year-round, Logue. Delivery, carry-out. Oh, pizza, pasta, sandwiches.
I'm real excited to try Mark's. I've heard great things.
We got to call him.
I've heard amazing things about Mark's.
Have you really?
I've never been able to get out there, but I've heard amazing things. A couple friends live out there. I swear by Mark's Pizza.
Well, if Johnny's talking about him.
That's how you know.
I mean, that right there, this guy is like, what kind of pizza you got here,
You see
Johnny?
This is Mark's favorite. It's called Mark's favorite. You see any sauce on there?
No.
No. You see any meat on there?
No.
This is killer.
Killer.
Killer. And I'm a meat eater.
Yeah,
eater.
Absolutely.
I'll chase that groundhog out there and eat it.
Oh, this is good, man. You
want a
piece of
pizza?
Come on, Chris. I'm so ready for that.
Yeah, have a piece of pizza.
I'm not going to do it live on air.
Oh, no.
We can't eat pizza on air.
That would be
air.
Wrong.
That would be
unprofessional. That would be not good.
Yeah, you're Clinton.
All right, Christian, talk for a second, would you?
Yeah, no, I got you. It's your birthday. Do whatever you want to do. You got to try a piece right now. Right now. You got to tell me the flavor profile. Give me everything you taste. I think I see spinach on top.
Yeah.
You got some tomatoes. Tons of cheese. Jake has just now, I don't know what that face is. Probably not safe for air what just happened. I kind of passed out a little bit.
Have a piece, Johnny.
Have you found God now, Jake? Can you explain if you found
guys,
God?
Guys, I have seen the face of the good Lord. Yeah, and he was not.
It's really good. Christian, you got to have a piece.
I am he talking through everything. Oh, we're switching.
We'll trade here. We'll trade here. Okay, Christian's got to go over there and
yeah,
try a
you
piece.
Can't talk and eat at the same time. Why would you do that? You got to just enjoy them.
Like talking on a phone for a mouthful, right?
That's it right there. That's the stuff. Nice thick crust there.
Dang.
Just got it made up. They gave me the bags.
Oh, it's still piping hot. Still piping. Yeah, they gave me the bags, too.
Is Mark listening? Can we call him?
He was offering it, but his daughter helped me today. Mark, I told him about this, that I wanted these a couple weeks ago. He said, you just let me know, and I'll give you the bags. Keep it nice and warm. And I said, you listen at 5 o'clock. We'll be on.
Mark,
we'll be giving you kudos. It's killer. I'm telling you.
See, guys, and this is the reason why when we come in, we talk with John Bondic at 5, we talk about how much he cares about his customers. He came in 3 times, and he's met me a couple times. Mm-hmm. He's kind enough to give me. I wore it this morning. I went to the gym, and I left it in my gym bag. It's sitting at home right now in my gym bag. And he's got the green version right now, which is also stellar. Mm-hmm. And then he comes in and brings me pizza on my birthday.
I told you.
And he's met me 3 times. And imagine what he'll do when he decides to go
birthday?
Do that.
Seriously.
Last time I was here.
Yeah.
We talked about it.
We talked about it. Because you said July 12th, and I said, what the best birthday gift to play? He said, that's going to be your birthday? He's I'm bringing in food. Sure enough,
you
I see
did.
Him here on his birthday. Yep. And he brought
yours his was today, and my brother Mike's is tomorrow.
Is Christian's
Mike's
tomorrow.
Is tomorrow?
Really? Happy birthday, Mikey.
Yeah. That's amazing. That is
and
truly.
You remembered it.
I'm humbled.
Because sure. I was Support. Here. Oh, you should be, because I didn't think a thing about it. I just say stuff and I move on.
I'm truly, truly humbled.
But it's almost like I know him. I know his father. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, you know, we're almost related because
they call me 2.0.
His grandmother, my grandmother went to the same high school. See, that's
really?
All it is. Yeah. We're related then.
I'm the new and improved version, though.
That's right. See, we're old school.
he's
well, I know his dad. I don't like him either, but I just don't listen.
I love Paul.
I mean, I, you know, his mother, I love his mother. God bless her soul. You know?
Yeah. Got to beat through. Tell you what, we got to hit a break. We'll do that. We'll come back, wrap up the show. I got to try some of this food.
Oh,
my
yeah.
word. Sports Happy Fan birthday. Radio 1330. Thank you, gentlemen, so much. My day's made. It's going to get a whole lot better. The wrap up of this show, 5 o'clock. Dean Irvin and John Bondic and Anthony Alexander. We're going until 5:30 tonight. Sports Fan Radio 1330.
Marco's Vapor, 1957 Paulus Drive, across from Busch Jewelers. Visit online at marcosvapor.com.
Sports Fan Radio, 1330, my mouth's still full. John Bondic, Anthony Alexander, bringing in treats for the kid's birthday. I appreciate it.
Oh,
and
Bill,
the king.
Love it.
And the
Happy
king
birthday.
Is here as well.
Very nice. Well, how old are you, Log?
23 years old today.
What I got boots older than that.
Mm.
I'm 2 years older than him.
That's right. And
you
I'm
know,
only.
You know, I'm 66.
No, you're
I would
not.
Have been 68, but asked Dean, I was sick for 2 years.
Mm.
I remember that.
Jeez, oh, my
so
mouth
in the sporting
over.
World, the White Sox suck.
Here, Christian's got some cups for you there.
Oh, we're toasting.
Let's slide let's slide this over so I can see the king. King, you want to grab this computer screen so I can see you? Guys, it is the biggest party in the world over here.
We're having a party.
We're having a birthday party.
John Bondic bringing in pizza and sandwiches.
I should
we're toasting sweet tea.
One more.
My word. Oh, it's ice cold, too.
This is beautiful. Very nice. To all of you guys. No, you go ahead, Chris.
Well, I poured you a glass.
Oh,
you
got to
try to
stop
me, T. Everybody's yelling at me all the time.
In honor of our Italian cuisine, Cintani De Vita. Cintani De Vita. To 100 years of life.
All right.
Here's to all of you. Thanks for celebrating
my
birthday.
Friend and partner, Jake.
Absolutely.
Happy birthday.
Here's to you. And I'll wait a little bit to make sure we don't have some dead air.
Oh, that's really good. What's in that?
That is fantastic.
My word. That's like apple cidery. It's tea. It's everything.
It's like some cinnamon.
Cinnamon. There's some cinnamon. There we go.
I make that at home. No yeah. sugar in there.
John Bonda, get on mic.
Really?
The folks need to hear you. The state line needs to hear you.
Me?
Yes. You're the most important part of this whole deal right now.
No, you are.
No chance.
Sugar in this, right?
No, it's trivia.
Okay. I know it's trivia to you, but to me, I need
but
to
But I
know.
Don't know it yet.
I don't know. I always panic on those games. It's unbelievable. I want to call Mark's Pizza.
This place
we'll
was
call
nice. And, this place
We're
was nice
call.
And organized yeah. when I came in. Look at it now.
Yeah, who cares?
It looks even better. This, never look better.
This is how we prefer it. Everyone's walking by the studio wondering what the heck's going on. This is what happens on the kid's birthday. We're waving everybody
it's
in
your,
here.
Hey, it's your pie. Whatever you want to give, it's yours.
Everyone can have a slice. Everyone's getting a slice. I'm walking it down to the other afternoon hosts. We're having a big party around here. Z's getting some. Oh, Gordon down the hall.
I want to know who's going to get some of this with you.
The Italian beef? That thing looks so good.
Ajou.
I told Christian, who's your guy? You got dinner. Got half an Italian beef there. I tell you what, that's one of those sandwiches. That's dinner tonight, lunch the next day.
Two could eat off of that.
Absolutely. And then you got a full meal having half that sandwich.
Forget about it.
Forget about it. Oh, my cousin Mark, he made the pizza.
Very good.
Over on Blackhawk, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's
Blackhawk and
spot.
Bridge.
Blackhawk and Bridge. You can't miss it.
Good, man. Right past the gas station.
Mark's
awesome.
Pizza.
He's going to be listening here in a couple of minutes, probably at 5.
Right.
He's going to be back. He had to run an errand, but
make sure Mark gets a shout out when we know he's listening.
I'm
going to
call him. Are you
yeah.
kidding me? Right in the middle of rush.
Yeah, 5 o'clock on a Thursday. What better could he have going on?
It could be worse. Could be a Friday then.
What the hell? This guy on the radio said, "Hey."
I'm waving Gordon in from 95.3 The Bowl.
Our buddy, our country buddy from The Bowl.
When
Gordon.
It's the kid's birthday, food comes in,
it's
Gordon.
Happy birthday to little Logue. Little
wait,
Logue.
Today's your birthday?
Yeah, it is.
What?
Yeah, so John Bondic, Anthony Alexander brought in pizza.
You ever
for
need
me.
Diamonds, any kind of thing, John Bondic.
When you really screw up at
Gordon.
Home, you need to buy jewelry.
Here's how I know that where you stand with him
yeah.
is that he didn't bring you diamonds, he brought you pizza.
Well, listen, I almost like pizza more.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, it's good.
It's your birthday? I didn't know you get to have one of those.
Nah, contrary to popular belief, yeah.
Gee,
yeah.
You got to try some of this. You like Italian beef?
Of course I do.
You try a little hand. Oh, hell with him.
The best of time.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean,
no, there's two of those things there.
There's two.
No, it's okay.
Have some. Yeah.
I'm just gonna stick my fingers in your food.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
That's cool. How you know it's good.
It's really good.
Oh, my
Mark's
pizza.
Piece of this.
I don't know what that is.
It's
what's
don't
on
mean.
That?
It's like.
It's the Mark special.
It's the Mark special.
Mark's favorite. This is right there.
It
Mark's
has spinach favorite. On it, so
Mark,
it's health food.
Mark makes it. Mark owns it.
Okay, I'm gonna take some.
Gordon,
and then I
got
to go back to make
bowl.
Sure country radio is still happening.
Best
country.
Thank you, guys. Hey, happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you very much, Gordon. Appreciate
right there,
it.
It's not really his birthday, is it?
It really is.
Yeah, it is. I don't know. I have no clue. I'm just eating the pizza.
I'm going to say it's my
Gordon,
birthday more often if this is what
this
happens.
This is a very strong sports show I'm doing. White Sox, they suck. Okay,
they
now.
They won last night. You can't say that. They won last night.
That's true.
The
Cardinals.
Yeah, do they actually beat the car? Why are you doing away from the mic again, John? I need to hear you.
I want to hear the professionals.
No chance. There's nothing professional about this.
Gosh. That's what they say about my business, too. But we wing it.
We've got to get him in for your birthday.
Oh, Joe's doing nights on 95.3 The Bull. Joe's got to get in here, too. Joe heard there was pizza. It's a birthday party, Joe.
It's a birthday party. Joey, this is John from Anthony Alexander.
John,
our buddy
how you
from the Bull. Have a piece of the pizza. No sauce.
That's the Mark favorite. Special.
It's
this is making me nervous.
Favorite.
This is making
it's
me
really
nervous
good.
Right now.
Oh, the best.
Joe,
it's really,
Joe.
It's
that's it. That's
so,
the stuff
okay,
right there.
I'll try a slice, but I heard you're doing a great sports show in here.
I am.
Right?
I'm doing great. Yeah. White Sox, they suck.
The White Sox suck.
Yeah.
I was unaware. I heard they won last night.
They,
is that what you were yelling outside?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. You're just yelling up the hall.
But it's Logue's birthday. We're celebrating. I mean, this is unbelievable. What a day.
What do we got on this pizza?
Everything.
Everything.
Well, then what's the point?
No, that's what we were talking about.
You won't miss it.
I'm a meat eater.
That's why I hunt, so I can eat.
Mm. John Bondic's an avid hunter, loves meat, and he swears by that pizza. And I said, so I'll trust him. And I took a bite. I had a slice. And that's to die for.
It's pretty
so
good.
So much flavor.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
So much flavor on that pie.
Yeah.
Mark's pizza.
I'm going to go watch the White Sox game.
All right. I love the White Sox. I love them. All right. Talk for a second.
All right.
Hey,
these guys are going to
start. I might have missed it. What about Croatia?
Croatia? I picked that one. Plus 285 on the money line, John Bondic.
How many people do you think picked France and Croatia?
At the beginning of the tournament?
I bet there was at least 45% that had friends.
You guys,
okay?
You guys,
not a single person had Croatia.
Guys, want to know a good stat? Yesterday, famous adult video website released how much traffic went down when a country's team was playing. They tracked it. Hey, France only went down like 7%.
The boss is in now.
And Big
Z
is here,
in, baby.
It's my birthday
Z,
party.
Happy?
I had no idea.
It's a birthday
Z.
Party around here.
He
oh, wow. John Bonnick's the only one who remembers.
All right, Z, here, man.
Nice work. How you doing, buddy? So wait a minute. So are you legal? No.
No, that was a couple years ago. 23 this year.
I know.
23.
All right, you got to try the Italian beef. Try half a Italian beef. You're gonna love this.
Let me get a little knife.
Yeah.
Here.
Oh, you got to do it.
Oh, we use hands around here. We break it apart.
We're guys. This is a sports station.
We break it apart.
Sports station.
We're all
you
friends.
You just eat with your hands.
We're all
and,
friends.
Yeah, and see what's going on here, Z.
You know,
Xander is our boss. He's the operations manager. And he knows. He says, Dean, I love your sports show. I
need more of it.
I talk sports. He said, I want to talk more sports. I said, okay.
How can you talk sports without food?
Yeah, how can we talk sports without food? That's a great question.
It's like a bar in here. We need a bar in here.
Yes.
Why don't we get a bar?
We'll knock down this wall to Xander's other station, and we'll expand.
This is from Mark's Pizza.
Is there anything you guys don't have at Anthony Alexander?
I'm a Chicagoan. And I know good beef. This is good beef.
Blackhawk and Bridge, Mark's Pizza.
Mark's Pizza. Awesome.
I've heard
this
good
is thing. Awesome.
Thanks, Mark. But anyway, it's Logue's birthday. I mean, this is like unbelievable. Unbelievable. We got prizes coming later, Logue. As soon as
it's
as
a
soon
White
as,
Sox schedule.
As soon as. Yeah.
Biff Caller.
Whoa.
There you go.
Guys, it was off mic, but I just heard what it is, and you're going to like it.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
It's a big gift.
We'll bring it up here in a minute. Yeah.
All right.
And I've got prizes coming. As soon as Kim DiGiovanni leaves and leaves her door unlocked, I got you some magic waters.
This is what happens for half an hour every single day.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a birthday party.
It's a birthday party.
Happy birthday.
Mike.
Thanks, Xander. Appreciate you.
You know
we've
what?
Checked in everywhere else in the studio.
Come on in, Mike, happy birthday to it's Logue's
this
birthday
is what happens
today.
On a
you
birthday
know,
party.
I know. Is he 16 finally?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, I can drive a motor vehicle now.
Mark, you got to try some of this Italian beef here from Mark's Pizza. It's some
of the specialty pizza,
sauce,
the Mark's special.
It's like
Mark's favorite.
It's unbelievable.
Mark's favorite.
Sorry, I blew
this
it.
Is unbelievable.
That's how you order.
And
Mark's
it sure
favorite.
Has been fun working with you guys. Tomorrow when I'm called in and they'll go, hey, do you remember that party?
That was the last one.
Yeah, that's right. I hope you enjoy. Thank you. Was he smiling? Yeah, you know what? Hey, yeah, my age, who cares?
Hey,
anyway, so again, it's time to have the party.
Just so you don't forget.
Yeah.
Okay. Dean Irvin.
Yeah.
October 31st.
That's his Halloween.
That's his birthday.
Absolutely. I do know that. We celebrated
that's
mine.
I got the Halloween cups just for you.
This is all going right. in the
mine?
Yeah.
It's going to be hard. Every 4 years, February 29th.
February 29th is John Bonnick's birthday.
Yeah, he So really. So
I got the wrap up music coming in my ears, Dean.
Right.
So we're going to send it home.
874-1330. Call in. Wish Logue a happy birthday.
Keep that number handy. We got the King of Rockford Radio driving the ship when we
I
come
can't
back.
Wait, it's five. Yeah.
Sports
happy
Fan
birthday.
Radio 1330.
Woo-hoo!
John Bonnick, Anthony Alexander brought in treats for the kid. He's riding with the king when we come back.